Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
What are you going to do today?
Whatever I feel like I want to do.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life? Make me look like a freaking idiot?
Paul Perillo.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat?
And Andy. And Andy?
Are you going to eat your tots?
Andy Hart.
Give some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today.
Eric Scalavino.
Aren't you pretty good at drawing, like, animals and warriors and stuff?
Yes. Probably the best that I know of.
For now, anyway.
It took me like 3 hours to finish the shading on your upper lip. It's probably the best drawing I've ever done.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? A coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions. I'd have gone pro, you know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Fred here. Guys will be coming shortly. They're just getting out of open locker room access. Today's Thursday here at Gillette Stadium. It's probably Thursday where you are too, but you're not at Gillette Stadium. And we're getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings. Huge game coming up. And all the talk is not Randy Moss, although some of it is, but it's mostly Brett Favre. Will he or won't he? Looks like he will. He's saying he wants to give it a try, quote-unquote. And so I expect him to play, and then if he doesn't do well, they'll fake an injury and they'll pull him out. But at least it'll be Brett Favre to start. Also today, we have a bunch of blokes from the UK Patriots fan club in the house, and we'll be getting them on at some point during the show. But they're here in town for the game as well. They're staying in Boston, about 10 of them. And they've been going to the Bruins game tonight and going to the Patriots game on Sunday. They'll be taking a tour of the hall at some point today. So they've got a full slate of things that they're doing all the way in from the UK. So that's pretty cool. Nostalgic thinking back a year ago this week, being in London for the game against the Buccaneers. This year, obviously, it's San Francisco and Denver, but it's kind of like we should be there, you know, but that's all right. We'll be back. So we'll be hearing from them at some point. Andy and Paul just walked in, so hear what's going on in the locker room. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. And so, Paul, what's going on in that locker room?
Whole lot of nothing.
Whole lot of nothing. I saw a lot of people in there.
You didn't see a lot of players in there.
No?
Oh, no. Not today.
Really?
No.
So who'd you get to talk to?
No one.
No one? You just stood there?
No, I took a couple of shots.
Yeah? Guys aren't talking.
Guys aren't talking.
Huh. Well, it's interesting because
I'd like to tell you that I think it's a rookie embargo until Friday, but I talked to some rookies yesterday, so I don't know. I think it's some guys just not really feeling comfortable.
Okay.
But, Deion Branch had a big contingent around him. He spoke for a while. Matter of fact, he spoke for a long time.
Yes.
Beyond that, I think Danny Woodhead may have spoken very late in the locker room period. I was not in on that at all. Anybody else that you can think of?
No.
No?
That was about it.
Not a lot going on.
No.
There. Tom Brady came through and joked with Paul about the exciting start to the World Series, Giants fever.
You're right. I lied. I spoke to Tom Brady today.
I thought Deion was interesting. One thing I learned, he did the halftime. He held the ball for Lucky, the mascot, at halftime of the Celtics opener the other night.
Oh, yeah?
You know, they do the dunk thing, the flip dunk. And he was joking about it because I guess somebody asked, were you thinking, I hope Belichick's not watching? because, you know, there's a chance a guy slips or takes out Deion Branch. And he goes, no, all I was thinking is, how long do I have to hold this ball? Because apparently they make you hold it for a while. And there's a guy next to him saying, don't move it. And he kept saying, I'm not moving it. But I guess that's one of those things where you move it slightly could kind of throw off a acrobatic feat. I thought football-wise his most interesting thing was somebody asked him how his role was different now than the first time in the offense. And he said, it's very interesting. I can't tell you. I don't want to tell you because it is different. And I think, you know, that would kind of give away some things. But after the season, I'll tell you, and it is very interesting. Hmm. Now, I don't know if he's just saying that or not, but he sounded believable when he delivered it, that he is, it's different this time around. And I found that interesting.
Well, do you think
he didn't have David Givens to make him? Yes.
Oh, boy.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Nor did I, actually. I said complimentary, and Fred goes, oh, now David Givens made Deion Branch.
Well, I think the fact that, you know, they don't really have a true, you know, number one running back, and the tight ends make probably the playbook a little bit different and the sequence of play calling a little bit different than it was when he was here back then.
And I wonder how the offense evolved under Moss, you know, with him on this team for three-plus seasons. That was the offense. I can't imagine they scrapped the offense.
No, and in all fairness, you don't just get rid of Randy Moss and all of a sudden go right into the new offense.
So my guess is this transition we're talking about is really a transition where they're feeling things out, and there's still some stuff in there that was kind of Moss-related in that era of the team, and Branch wasn't part of that, so that's very different.
Yeah.
And I do think that your point about the difference in the offense, just the overall philosophy of the offense is very valid. They were more of a run-oriented team when Branch was here, and it was just starting to evolve, you know, from off of the Corey Dillon.
Right.
Because Corey Dillon really dropped off from 04 to 05.
Yes, he did.
So when Branch was leaving, it was really becoming more of a pass-happy offense. But certainly it became more of a downfield pass happy offense with Moss.
Right.
He also joked a lot about the defense being how young it is, and he was talking about how when he came in it was all the old guys, the Brewskis, the Vrabels, and the guys that have been here forever. And he said this is a lot more talkative defense. There's a lot of trash talking on the practice field from some of the guys, Brandon Spikes, he mentioned, Brandon Merriweather, he mentioned as talkative guys. And he said he used to be like that when he was on offense and young, and he learned that it wastes energy, so stop talking. Other than that, I didn't find much all that interesting. What's all this hand gestures, bobbing,
Kevin,
thumbs up?
I mean, we had quite a lengthy food order because there's 10 guys from the UK
here. Hooligans out there.
So Kevin just called that in, I assume, and now he'll bring some of the guys in, and we'll talk to them, wait for our lunch. What was I going to say? Oh.
God only knows.
Word out of Minnesota, or actually word out of Park Avenue, I should say, is that they might be looking into Randy Moss's not talking to the media for the last 3 weeks. There was a, you know, I guess last year they forced T.O. to talk to the media when he wasn't. And he might be getting.
That happens to Moss a lot.
Yeah, he might be getting a letter in the next couple days about,
right.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he'll go like a month, not talk. The legal make him talk, he'll talk, and then he won't talk for another month.
Right.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Because he talked, what, three times here? In 3 months?
Yeah. Well, he would talk after the game.
Every game.
Has he talked after any game?
He talked after the Miami game.
From Minnesota so far? I mean, they've had, what, two?
Yeah, he talked after the first
Jets
one.
Oh, he did after the first one.
Remember, he said Brady texted
Brady.
Right, yeah.
Sorry, man, we couldn't get it home.
So he has talked at least once.
Twice. He talked when he got there, too.
Yeah, well, I guess that counts. Yeah.
So twice in
he's on par with how
we
talked here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he did not talk here regularly.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll say to him, you know, it would be kind of a loose defense because, like you said, he didn't talk here either. But I could see him saying, look, I just joined this team. What do I have to say? You know, let the other guys talk.
Well, they did hold a press conference when he joined the team.
No, but that you kind of had to do that.
You know what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking him questions about the deep-rooted problems with the Vikings right now, I could understand him saying, well, you know, I just got here. You know,
I think that's part of it. He doesn't want to answer some questions. I mean, there's certain things that and I don't think he has a great trust in himself to say the right thing or tiptoe through some issues. His contract is still an issue. I mean,
contract's
still an
issue.
It could turn into opening night all over again.
Hey, what do you think about your quarterback being hurt every game?
The drama queen.
Yeah.
I mean, it could go down a slippery slope.
Do you wish you'd stayed in New England now?
Right.
You know? That's going to come out.
And I think he sometimes is honest to a fault. Yeah, well, I think he's honest to a fault sometimes in those settings. Better for him to just, even if he has to pay $10,000, don't say anything.
Right.
I agree.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482
is Did you see all the Favre crap yesterday? Well, like the back and forth about the doctors and what they said. And, you know, there's no precedent here because I don't know that anyone's ever played through something like this.
Well, he is beyond nauseating at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, in the
he
quote. He
might be insane.
The email that we got, by the way, that was missing the would not part of that was clearly, when we saw the quote, he said a lot of guys wouldn't have been able to play with the things that I've dealt with. I mean, just an unreal ego. Unreal that anybody could be that egomaniacal.
You know, and 10 years from now or 20 years from now, it could come out that Brady's injuries last year were a hell of a lot worse than we knew they were. You know, between the...
I think that came out already.
Between the ribs, the finger,
yeah,
and, you know...
I agree. And I'm with you.
You know? Mm-hmm. And just suck it up. If you're going to play, there's
two
different
styles.
See,
that's my feeling on it.
I mean, Steve McNair was the same way. He was a guy that you knew every injury he had. You knew how much he was not practicing,
right,
how much he was gutting it out,
right,
and then playing on Sunday, and he gets that warrior, tough guy image. And there's two schools of thought. Some guys just don't want any, you know, I'll play through it. No one needs to know. It's kind of like charity. Some people want the cameras in front of them when they do the charity. Others just want to do it for the right reason. And the same thing with injuries.
Yeah. The injury part, I don't care if they want to tell me about the fact that they were hurt when they played. But you can't. When you do that, you forfeit the right to use it as an excuse. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Again, same. I think your analogy about charities. I don't care. Some guys like to hold press conferences and let everybody know that they're going to be at Children's Hospital. As long as you're doing it, I don't care why.
Yeah.
If you want the credit for it, that's fine.
Right.
If you want to play injured and tell everybody about it, okay. But if then you go out and stink,
right,
don't tell me it's because you were hurt.
Right.
You know,
right,
that don't play. If the injury prevented you from playing to the level that you wanted to play, don't play. Don't try to be a hero and have it both ways.
508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. I want to get Uma on because he is calling from France. Hey, Uma, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. How
I think it's our first ever he-she on the show.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm
first
sorry
call
about
from
that.
France, I think.
As soon as I heard Uma, I thought Thurman.
The French are always
And I got all excited, but, you know. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited to be on Patriots Radio. So, yeah.
You should be.
So I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I love the show. And you know, the only thing that I thought that it looked like you have a lot more things to say about the team when they lose than when they win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fred.
You talking about me or us in general?
Yeah, in general.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think when you lose a game, sometimes you can learn more if you're a player from a loss than a win, you know, because it's I forget, maybe it was Brady who was saying it, that if you become more reflective when you lose a game, and you know you don't want to repeat the same mistakes that caused you to lose that game, so maybe there is more to talk about.
But it's also human nature. I mean,
sure,
we talk about it all the time with like emails. You only get the emails. No one emails in to say, you know, we love this on the website. They email in to say, hey, dumbasses,
right,
this isn't working, or this is stupid, you change this and I don't like it.
Well, if you needed any more example of that, they went for it on 4th and 2 in Indianapolis and lost the game, and that's all anybody could talk about. They went for it on 4th and 1 and almost lost the game, but they won the game,
right,
and it's barely been brought up.
So it becomes almost a non-issue.
Right.
It's a good point,
oh, okay.
Uma. Yeah.
Yeah, I see. So on both time, I totally agreed for them to go for it on 4th and 2 and 4th and 1, but I believe the last year against the Colts, the 4th and 2 call wasn't the right one. I think he should have taken like 5 extra yards security just to get the first down. I mean, the guy caught the football, obviously, but, you know, landed, you know, on the wrong side. So that's why, you know, we didn't get the ball back. But 4th and 1, yeah, that was tough. But I something wrong with the team. I would say that Danny Woodhead is the best running back we have, and he should get all the snap, not Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. What do you guys think?
I think he'd get killed.
Yeah, I think in both those guys, if now you put them in a conventional running back situation, like, you know, what and I regard that as running on first down, running on second down, I think you lose their effectiveness. I think, you know, the reason why they've been effective gaining over 4 yards a carry for the most part is because they have run out of non-traditional scenarios.
Oh. That's certainly the case with Woodhead.
Yeah.
out of those spread formations. I think that's what I think he's like Kevin Falk. The way that you saw Kevin Falk run the ball, I think, is the way that Bill is going to continue to use Woodhead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's been effective doing that.
Right. But I get frustrated watching the games on Sunday because I think our defense is better than our offense. And right now, since the Miami game, our defense has been, you know, carrying the team because I'm getting frustrated of Tom Brady throwing the football at our you know, receiver's ankles. Ah. Have you noticed that?
Should save this for Eric.
Eric? It's a valid point, Uma, because, you know, who would have thought it, but the defense for the last two games have won the game for the Patriots.
Yep.
Against good teams.
Because they've made the plays.
Yeah.
They haven't played great. Yeah. It's not like they put four quarters of great football out there, but they've made the plays.
At this point in the season, I'm much rather be in a position where I'm waiting for the offense to get their act together than the defense.
Because I know they have the talent. Because you think they can, right? With Tom Brady and whatever, you think they can. If the defense were struggling more and more and more, you'd say they're not good enough.
I think we're all thrilled at the quick evolution of the defense at this point. I don't think anyone really, except for Andy, thought it was going to be this quick, and we're thrilled with that. And we believe that the offense will catch up sooner than later.
Okay, but what do you think they need to do?
Well, I think they just need to get in sync. I think, you know, like we said in the top of the show, you don't get rid of Randy Moss and just all of a sudden everyone's on the same page. I think it's going to take a little time to, you know, integrate Deion Branch a little bit more. I think the tight ends is still, you know, getting better with every game, but, you know, figuring out what they can do and what they can't do.
I think they're the key.
Pass protection.
And I think
protection's been a problem the last 3 weeks.
That has to improve, and I think you got to figure out how to get the ball to Brandon Tate in places where he can succeed.
See, I think the tight ends are the issue. I think they need to stretch the field between the hashes, down the numbers with the tight end.
And I think they've been doing that to some.
I think they need to do it more. Yeah. I think there needs to be a greater spread of the offense. I think that's an issue right now, and we knew it would be without Moss. But I think the tight ends, both Gronkowski, you know, I know he's not as fast and athletic, but I think he can make plays 20 yards downfield that will affect what Welker and Branch are able to do. Obviously, Hernandez can. I think they need to do that more. Just make that a repetitive part of the offense. Make people prove they can stop it.
All right.
Oh, I see. And then last question. What do you attribute our lack of success on third down? Which it seems like we have just no imagination. Would that be the
Uma,
you've
been
executing?
Yeah, you've been keeping up with the stats because the Patriots are last in the league in third down.
Are we
down
talking defense or offense?
That's defense.
Third down defense,
they're among the worst.
That's not what he's talking about?
Kind of like both. I know on third down, like teams have been converting third and 18, third and 19, third and 10. But also when we have the football and it's on third down, it feels like we have no imagination or creativity. Do you think would you attribute that to the offensive coordinator or just a lack of execution?
Well, that could, you know, for the last game, that could come down to protection because
I think that's been an issue the last two weeks especially. And beyond that, the third down conversions were excellent.
Yeah.
First four weeks, they were over 50%.
That's part of the bigger issue. They're going through a transition here. Yeah. And not just Moss. Falk, too. You know, he was your third down guy.
Right. People forget about that.
Right.
But you lost that third down.
Now you're at Woodhead and Branch, and they've made plays, but to do it consistently to become weapons, I think it's going to take a little while.
Right.
So there's still 45.2% on the year of third downs. I just looked up the stats. So that's a pretty good number on third down.
Okay. So then how about our record? Is 13-3 seems feasible for you guys?
I just can't. I mean, that's. I'm still saying 11-5.
11-5?
Yeah.
Wow, you think we're going to lose that many games? Because the only team that I see that can beat us would be on the road against Pittsburgh.
That's the only game that you think they can lose?
Yeah, see,
on the road, other than that, I think they can definitely beat everybody else.
See, I think they could go to Cleveland and lose. I agree with
Packers. Fred. I think they could beat everybody. They could go 15-1, but.
Right.
I think every single one of those games they could lose, too.
It's just hard in the NFL to sustain it week after week after week, you know, so.
Right, but I mean, right now at home they can beat the Colts, you know, at home they can beat the Jets.
They can beat anybody on the schedule.
They could be 13-3.
And they could lose to probably 70% of the teams remaining on the schedule.
Yeah.
I would say if you eliminate probably Cleveland and Detroit.
Sooner or later you lose to Buffalo.
Probably everybody else could, maybe Buffalo. Maybe everybody else could beat them.
Oh, like I am very anxious. So now, Super Bowl, do you think it's doable or not?
Yes.
Definitely doable.
Yes, the league stinks.
There are no great teams. No, seriously, and I'm writing about that this week. Why not the Patriots? Everybody has them now third in the power rankings. They've beaten some good teams. I think they can be competitive with absolutely anybody, and I've seen a lot of teams that are willing to make mistakes, other teams that are supposed to be good.
But against those good teams, you know, when it comes to crunch down, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and in order to get out of the AFC, they're going to have to protect Brady.
Sure. It's not easy. I'm not saying, like, you're a cakewalk, put them in the Super Bowl. I'm saying there's no reason to believe they can't now based on everything we've seen.
Yep. All right, Uma, thank you for calling.
A wide-ranging call, yes.
And let's keep it on the other side of the Atlantic. We have a few people here from the UK contingency that are in the studio right now. Guys, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what part of the UK you're from.
You definitely got to get closer to the mics, though.
Yep, get right up there.
There you go. Don't be shy.
Well, anyway, I'm Andy from Devon, which is in the southwest.
Okay.
That's a big voice. What train I wasn't stop? Expecting that voice. Anyone? Am I the only one?
What train stop is that?
Nearest place, Exeter.
Okay. All right. Well, that's how I know London.
Yeah,
because you are such a fraud.
I had a couple hundred miles to London.
That's how I know London. You know, from the three days we spent
all right,
there.
So Andy, okay, and who else?
You know these guys.
David, and I was here in August.
Right.
Met Andy and Paul Lennon.
Absolutely.
And Rebecca said to say hi to you. She's unfortunately at school.
Oh,
so she couldn't make this trip. So.
Yeah, remember, was it...
Were you there?
Were you there?
No, Fred wasn't here. It was Fred Eric who was presenting, I think.
Was it Andy making her uncomfortable then, wasn't it?
He was asking her for English swear words.
I knew there was some detail that I was forgetting.
And she said to tell him one of the words she uses, twonk.
Twonk?
Twonk.
And now how would I use it?
Listen, you shouldn't use that word. Because...
You are a twonk.
Oh, okay. Is that like wanker?
It's a cross between TW something something and plonker.
Plonker?
Which is
another
word.
What's a plonker?
Another word for the male
organ.
So it's describing sex?
Brett Favre's plonker.
I'm from Northwest London.
Okay, talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. I'm from Northwest London.
Northwest
Wait
London.
Wait a minute. You're going to yell at someone.
Wembley Stadium, where the game was last year.
Oh, we love that stadium.
Really?
We love that stadium.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't? Why?
I think it's just very... It's a nice, but it's a very samey. We're used, you know... It's a big stadium. UK's not really... Well, we've got some big stadiums. It's just... It doesn't feel like the old stadium, which was a bit run down.
A little bit cold. It's a little bit
sterile.
Cold. Yeah, but I think as far as the amenities go...
It's brilliant.
Yeah,
compared to the last one, it was lovely. Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Isn't it kind of weird that the game is in London this week?
And they came here.
We came for a better game, you know?
What they're saying about Wembley probably is a lot of people, when they built the new garden for the Celtics, you know, the old garden, even though it was run down.
But the new garden's not all that nice.
Well,
Wembley, I found beautiful.
But people said the same thing. It's cold. It doesn't have any character to it.
Yeah.
Now, what was the old one like? Was it?
Oh, very run down, very...
But I mean, did it have more character because it was like
was
brick
it architectural,
and old school?
It was a lot smaller,
or,
so the height of the stadium so you would be the same halfway up the new stadium would be where the roof was.
Okay.
So you know it was a bit very traditional. It was it was very out of date by the time they got rid of it. But
so what are people saying about this year's game, San Francisco and Denver? Is there a buzz around it, or are people kind of apathetic about it?
There's no talking.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
There's talk on the television. They've got to build it up because obviously they want a team in the UK.
Right.
Sure.
That you know, that's what they what their aim is. So they've got to build it up on the television to build the interest up. But
Alistair Cook, is that his name?
the cricketer, but you know, I just me personally, I think it'll be a big disaster if they bring a team to the UK.
You don't want them to bring a team.
I don't think
what if they brought a whole division to Eastern Europe?
I don't know. I just think that in Europe, fans are very loyal to their team. Whereas in America, people follow superstars. And there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a following. You know, me personally, I wouldn't support the team in London.
Right. You'd still be a Patriots fan.
Yeah, I'd still be a Patriots fan.
And we had a lot of people that shared that.
They said that.
Because we talked a lot. You know, James and all those guys all talked about, and they were kind of split 50-50. A lot of them didn't really, they like the Patriots. They don't want just a team they're going to import into London.
So do you guys like football or the Patriots? American football, I mean.
Me, personally, I'm a Patriots fan.
If another game is on, you don't generally stop and watch?
I mean, personally, I will watch bits. I'm not, you know, I'll look at the score. You know, that's my team, but that's the way I am. Other guys are different from our, within our group, we'll watch everything.
Right.
You know, they could tell you about.
Yeah, you're like me with all other sports.
Yeah.
You know, I'll watch any NFL team playing. But when it comes to baseball, basketball, soccer, if it's not Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, eh, you know.
Well, we're going to see the Bruins tonight and the Celtics tomorrow. So
nice. Wow, that's great.
It's a nice little trip.
So Bruins, Maple Leafs tonight, Celtics, Knicks tomorrow.
Yep.
They should kill the Knicks.
Whole Fenway on Saturday as well. So.
A tour of Fenway.
A tour of Fenway. You're doing the whole thing. That's
maybe
great.
They'll get the mayor of Fenway Park, Mr. Mita Perel.
Now, who arranged all this? Was there one guy who was the organizer?
It's a bit of everyone. Like, for instance, I did the Celtics ticket. David did the Bruins. We've got Mandy and Mark who talked to the Patriots. So it's been a group effort. Everyone from
now. Did you bring any Patriots jerseys with you?
No, we're going to buy some new ones.
Because I asked that.
Mr. Kraft goes, I like these people. I like them.
When you go to the Bruins or Celtics, wear your Patriots stuff.
Really?
Well, they clearly have all their soccer stuff with them.
Yeah, the whole crew out there is. Yeah. Everybody wore their home colors.
So what are those? What am I looking at?
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
The Wolverhampton Wanderers. And what is Felipe?
Exeter
whatever.
City.
Who? Exeter City?
Yeah.
And what's that?
And that's Tottenham Hotspur.
Who?
Tottenham Hotspur.
We'll just pretend I understood and move on.
Yes, it is, Andy.
Yeah.
So they're okay with John Henry buying Liverpool.
Oh, you already got to the bottom of that?
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm not okay with John Henry owning the Red Sox.
they don't think he'll get the same type of reception that Glazer got when he bought Man U.
Well, people are already making the leap of the connection that Tampa's in trouble financially and the Glazers own Manchester United, and that's when Tampa went down the tubes.
Well, they've been saying that for a while.
And people are now worried that that's when the Red Sox go down the tubes because they bought this soccer team and their focus will be there. And that'll hurt.
Kevin, everything all set with the lunch?
The lunch?
He's not talking.
No, he's very preoccupied today. He's a busy man.
Okay. All right, so guys, before we get to more of our callers and emailers, chime in. What do you think of the season so far?
Well, me personally, a lot of ups and downs, just like you've been saying, you know. One minute the defense can be really good. Next minute, you can see changes. You can see an improvement, which is the important thing. You know, they've lost a lot of players, important key players, through injury, and I just think it's hard to recover in a short season to get it back up there. And I think they're doing well. You know, there's obviously frustration in seeing things. You know, when you get third and 20, and they somehow. But you know
that seems to be a big one with a lot
of
people.
Well, it's been for a while. It's not just this year. I mean,
but it seems that they're harder. They seem to be easier to defend a third and three than it is a third and 20. And it is
funny the way that's worked. They've been very good on short yardage, not just third and inches. You know, third and three is to me almost like an impossible situation for a defense. They've been pretty good at
when
those.
You have no pass rush. Those third and longs become more makeable. And that's an issue.
If you guys had a favorite moment so far this season, does one stick out?
Well, me personally, go.
Obviously involving a former player now, but Rebus Island getting blown up, that one play.
That dead game. That was that play. Yeah, that was something.
That was the best play of the year so far, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, because it
was
just
aside from James Sanders recovering that fumble.
We're going to be allowed to use that as the play of the year at the end of the year?
No, we won't. Let's hope there's a better play in the next 9 games or whatever.
Right.
But I'd also say the emergence of Danny Woodhead as well, though. I thought we just signed him for a bit of intel, but he's turned out not too bad. And
he's been interesting.
Ideal for Falk.
And I don't know, you guys have never seen him in person, but he's tiny. I mean, he does have thick legs and everything, so you can see how he'd be able to have the power. But, I mean, height-wise, he's a tiny guy, and he looks like he's 18.
If that. Middle school. I would put him on that awkward stage, late middle school, early high school. That's what he looks like.
There's a reporter in the locker room who's been here the last couple of weeks. We don't really know who he is. He's a new guy. He looks like he's just out of college, and they look exactly the same.
Yes.
You walk in, and you're like, why is Danny Woodhead carrying a notebook and recorder? He's the last guy in that locker room you'd expect to say, that's an NFL player.
Right.
Ross Ventrone?
I think he looks more like an NFL player than Danny Woodhead does.
Okay.
I don't know, with that hair?
Yeah.
The hair really bothers me.
Yeah. Oh, it bothers me, too. But
it's ridiculous.
He looks, because of that, I think he looks more like a player.
Players look ridiculous? Is that
some of them?
A equals B, B equals C, then C equals A.
Some of them. You've seen some of the hairdos they have in there.
Yeah.
They look ridiculous.
Okay. Well, welcome. I know we're waiting for lunch, which Kevin has ordered.
Anxiously
from Pizzeria
awaiting.
Grandi. Thank you for that. We got a big order coming.
How many?
It's going to be a feast.
There's 10, but how many will be at the game?
This is the whole group?
No, 15.
Oh, okay. I thought there were even more here.
That I know. Do I know anyone that didn't make it?
My boy Howard didn't make it, right?
No.
He lives here. He lives.
He's coming with us, but you know, hopefully.
I know he never misses the game.
How's the sports bar? What was the name of that place again?
Sports Cafe.
Sports Cafe. How's it doing? Still
went out of business.
No, it went out of business after our party was over.
Hey, you never know, these restaurants.
You ran it into the ground.
Yeah.
You spent the whole day there, and
I was just trying to tell them when they
talk
to
into
you guys,
the mic. I know.
Speak into the mic so that everybody can hear.
Yeah, but Sports Cafe still going?
Of course, yeah. It's massive. I think they show games on every weekend.
Oh, good.
So yeah,
the GM was a nice guy.
Doorman was a douche.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
He wouldn't let us in.
He wouldn't let us into our own
party. Well, I told him, if I don't say yes, then, I mean, he was basically, he told me, he said, they don't get in unless you tell me that they
I understand that. He wouldn't
I
even
like
listen.
That.
He
was,
we were explaining to him,
he was doing
we're
his
with
job.
Fred Kirsch, we're trying to do our job,
oh,
and he's like, get out of here, get
you.
Out of here. He was a douche.
I had an easier time getting into a Hollywood party than that.
Oh, and how many of those have you been?
Oh, very many, many over the years, Freddie.
The Grotto.
Paul used to...
I dabbled.
Paul and Phyllis Diller used to date.
I don't really know who that is, but it's funny.
Yeah, the lady in the elevator is going to be pissed.
No, she's moving in on Eric. You didn't notice that? Indy and I were both talking about it last week.
Just got a new man.
Yeah, Eric. Well, a new person, anyway.
I have news out of the control booth.
Yeah.
According to Kevin, Mike Reese is tweeting that Chung was getting dressed for practice during the media in the locker room.
Hey, that's really good news.
Was Mike Reese there?
Mike Reese wasn't in the locker room, A. B,
Chung was
I'm not
in a
sure
towel
that's
when
accurate.
Got kicked
when,
out.
Yeah, when we left, he was in a towel.
I actually saw his bare ass.
And C, I would say the reports of him not limping yesterday were grossly inaccurate.
Wow. Well, if he is able to
now,
play.
He might play.
Yeah.
All of that might be... you know, irrelevant to whether or not he's going to play.
Maybe the whole Brett Favre has motivated all these guys to,
oh,
you know.
No. Can you not give Favre credit for stuff like that? He's an idiot.
Okay.
He's just a normal human being who was more willing to take more drugs and alcohol to play.
But if there's a game where
quarterback
they could use Chung for his run support, this certainly is it.
I think he's a key player on this team.
I think he's,
he's
I do
at
too.
The forefront of this youthful, speed-based, aggressive
too.
Defense.
Is Mike Rodak his intern?
Yes.
Yeah, it says Mike Rodak reporting from the Pats locker room that Patrick Chung appeared to be getting ready for practice putting on football pants. That was a half an hour ago.
Yeah,
he left that out of this part, though.
Yeah, and he...
Well, it's Mike Reese's tweets.
When we left the locker room, he still had a towel on.
I thought so.
Now, he looked like he was
maybe they were allowed to stay later.
Looked like he was sort of... Yeah, that's true, too. He might be allowed to stay later. But it looked like he was sort of getting ready to get ready for practice.
Yes, he did.
If that makes any sense.
And we decided there must have been a special teams meeting because some guys were just had no interest in leaving at noon when everybody else
was
running.
When we left, Brady was in sweats and texting away, like, no urgency at all.
Quarterbacks, like, D-linemen, some guys that you would think might not be involved in special teams, so...
But the report... was on 98.5 The Sports Hub on Monday that we talked about, I think, on Tuesday, Fred, you and I, and just said 1 to 2 weeks.
Right.
He might have to miss. So it's a short – we're expecting it to be a short-term injury.
Yeah.
So if he were to play this week, it wouldn't be stunning to me. However, I'm going to lean to the side that he won't play.
And he had nothing on his knee. No type of – you know, air cast or brace.
Oh, no. We saw him.
He looked like he just got out of the tub.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean he wasn't putting something on later.
Okay. All right. Good
but
news.
But he was favoring.
Good news out of Daytona. All right. Web radio.
Did you see some of the emails we got about that, by the way? People
good
thought
news
that
Orlando,
was fake.
Florida. Yeah. Dale Earnhardt died.
People think that's fake.
Well, one person said, Pete, was that really you? If it is, you're my hero.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Pete Shepard Show. Doing well.
I can see why.
Bill Belichick, special guest this week. WebRadioPatriots.com.
Against El Duque.
WebRadioPatriots.com, 508-543-7422.
He's a babbling buffoon.
Is the Ace Ticket Hotline. John in Dallas is on the phone. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Up, say hello to our friends from the U.K.
Hey, guys from the U.K.
They're leaving.
They
now.
Say
they're
hello.
Going out to the
going out to
way
the
to
green
go,
room.
John.
Is that our green room?
You scattered
that's
them.
Our green room. So what do you got, John?
So Patrick Chung, if he doesn't play this week, who gets the start? Do you see, is Sergio Brown get the start or is James Sanders?
James Sanders.
Oh, I think it was Sanders and Merriweather
would start. Yeah.
Sanders played a ton last week. Got a game ball.
I think that's one of the best games I can remember Sanders playing.
He's a good player now.
I said that on the radio yesterday.
I'm actually pleasantly surprised with the Patriots defense the way it's coming along. I think you've seen a lot of late round picks and guys who went undrafted actually playing really well. Dane Fletcher, Diedrich, Sergio Brown. Those guys are stepping up, and I like the way this defense is shaping up. I'm actually more concerned about the offense at this point, particularly with the receivers.
Yeah. By the way, John, don't want to interrupt you. Derek from the University of Arizona tells us, in addition to Rodak, Shalice and Ian Rappaport are all tweeting the same thing now, which they normally do. One person
tweets.
Exactly.
Yeah. They retweet.
Exactly. This wasn't directed at you. I think it's inaccurate. Not whether or not he's going to practice. I think that when we left the locker room, he was not getting dressed to practice.
Fair enough.
That's the only part I'm sort of attacking. And I think, like Fred said, one person tweets it, and everybody else has to tweet it. It's like the Randy Moss trade that night.
So
it was unbelievable.
Will this make Rodak a star like your boy Billy Benenson with the Moss thing?
I don't know.
I don't think this is quite the same thing.
Yeah. Sorry about
like
that,
I said,
John. Go ahead.
Chung looked like he was getting ready to get ready for practice. Let's put it that way.
Go ahead, John.
So you're worried about the receivers?
I am. I would expect the Brandon Tate to be more featured, I guess, in the offense, and I haven't seen really much from him since.
Why?
Since
Why did you expect it?
You know, I don't know. I just thought he was. I just thought he would be. I mean, I thought, you know, there was a void to fill. I know it can't be filled by one player, but I thought that we'd see more Brandon Tate, and I really haven't seen much from him the last couple of weeks.
Nor have I. But I would go back to camp when I always thought
I didn't see much
early
of him
on. I never saw much of him. We liked Taylor Price more in the early practices we saw. He looked like a better NFL prospect. I am still nowhere near sold on Brandon Tate as a very productive NFL receiver. Return game, sure. But receiver, I'm still very dubious.
I liked Price more than Tate for about a week and a half, and then Price kind of dropped off. But Tate never really rose. Price just kind of, I thought, fell behind him based on his performance. It kind of leveled off
Tate
and dropped.
Well, Tate did rise in the kickoff returns. Right, yeah. You realize you got to get him out.
But that
there.
Comes
a,
natural to him. Right. That's clearly
as a
his entire
return
college
guy,
career. That's his shtick.
He's got a knack.
He did it in the preseason, and now he's doing it in the regular season.
But as a polished, consistent receiver, and we know how much emphasis Tom Brady puts on consistency, reliability, knowing what he's going to get.
Every
when
one
a play
of those
unfolds.
Passes are precious. He doesn't want to waste it.
I don't think Brandon Tate is that. I just don't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, if he's not if he's not a featured receiver, I mean, and maybe he's just a better kick returner, and that's his, that's his destiny, I guess, with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys see the Patriots as a team that could potentially make the Super Bowl, goodest chance as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to happen in our receiving corps. I mean, we can't rely solely on Hernandez and Branch, can we?
No.
Well, you still have Welker.
Gronkowski and an all-pro Wes Welker.
Everyone's kind of forgetting about Wes Welker.
Well, it's been easier the last couple
and
of
And I
weeks.
Think Brady even kind of was thinking it himself, saying, I got to get this guy the ball more.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of understanding what John's talking about, though. I think after six games, you're kind of thinking to yourself, it's going to take a while before Wes Welker is back to being Wes Welker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's probably, and I don't want to speak for you, John, but I think I kind of agree with you if that's where you're going.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, but I'm saying if the Patriots are a Super Bowl destined team, I don't know, their offense just doesn't look particularly potent. I mean, I know they're putting a bunch of points up, but...
Well, don't forget the teams that they played the last 2 weeks. I mean, let's not take anything away from the San Diego defense and the Baltimore defense.
Right.
I mean, yes, the Patriots did...
And you faced those right after the transition.
Yeah. Right.
The only thing I say about that is Baltimore then turned around and gave up 500 yards
to
a bad offense.
But they're physical.
They're not easy. They're not powder puff.
No, I didn't say they were easy. I'm just saying
I
don't think Baltimore is a great defense. That's all.
See, I think they're
great. In NFL terms, they're one of the
best. They're pretty good.
Yeah,
and I think
statistically they are. I just don't think they are.
I think if you were picking games to play post Moss, the Ravens would not be near the top of the list of the teams you would pick.
I wouldn't want to play the Ravens anytime.
So I think that's part of it is they're not what they're going to be. Whatever it is, they're not what they're going to be.
Yeah.
Well, the Vikings defense is no slouch either.
No,
they're not.
7 is actually pretty darn good. So
and Cleveland's playing well.
Cleveland defensively is playing well.
Yeah.
How is Matt White going to handle Jared Allen this week?
Good question.
My guess is LG Crumpler is going to help, or someone. You know, Gronkowski, yeah. Crumpler, somebody's going to help.
I said that yesterday. I have my fears that this is the breakout Jared Allen game, where he gets back in the league leaders in sacks with like 2.5, 3 sacks.
Could you see a switch? Could Vollmer move over to left?
I think he's been terrible this year, too.
I
the problem is, then what happens on the right side, you know?
Yeah, if Light really can't play the right side, then what do you do?
Right. Light.
Ojanaka.
Every time Belichick says, you know, some guys just can't go on the other side, I think he's talking about Light.
Yeah, he's pretty much said it. I mean, he's said that that's not really
a good option.
We started
him on the right side, and it didn't take us long to realize we were wrong.
Right.
You know, he said something to that effect many times.
But the bigger issue is I think Vollmer has struggled in his pass protection this year. I don't think he's been good. All the way back to the preseason, I thought he struggled. So I'm not sure he's a great matchup.
He's
for
the
Jared
left
Allen.
Tackle of the future, no doubt, but I don't think he's been as sharp this year as he was last year.
And if all
I
right, actually John, thanks for the call.
To pick one guy, Matt Light surprises us with games where he has great games against great pass rushers.
Yep.
He has other games where he stinks against them, but over the years, he's done it enough times where I'd say, okay, I'll give him a chance.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll get a little help, whatever, but I'd be more worried that with Vollmer over there, personally.
We got three more blokes in here from the UK.
Twongers.
No, that's not nice.
Is that the word, twonger?
Twonger? No, I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
Was it twanker?
Twanker? Are you a twanker?
Twanger?
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 It's a compilation of two bad words.
It's only a matter of time before I get Andy to say something bad.
Guys, why don't you introduce us and tell us what part of London or UK you're from?
My name's Stuart, and I'm actually from Ireland. So.
Okay.
Oh, so he's drunk.
There you go, Andy.
he's from my home.
I'm Alan. I'm from Scotland.
From Scotland. Okay,
he
great.
Wears a skirt.
And I'm Tony as well from Ireland as well.
Great. Awesome.
How come you're the only guy without a soccer shirt? Those are soccer shirts, right?
Because my luggage is still in London.
Oh, really?
Thanks, American Airlines.
Tony has his UK sponsors. Patriots t-shirt on.
We're the Celtic connection, us three.
Yeah.
So. You're wrestling.
And you have a three-leaf clover with a Patriots logo in the
middle. Oh, that's cool.
That was one of the staff at the pro shop very kindly helped me choose this, you know.
Oh, that's nice. Great. That's awesome. I didn't even know we had those.
There you go.
You gotta go buy
and
one.
Knowing is half the battle.
Yeah. So, guys.
Blokes. Three blokes.
Three blokes just walked in.
You should know.
That's not
I got a little
term,
wiener.
Is it bloke?
No.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's just like guy, right?
Mike Reese.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like guys. Lads. Yes. Lads. Blokes.
Yeah, blokes.
Dudes.
Yeah. So, what's your perspective of the season so far?
Well, I'm happy so far. We're 5-1. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had some good games, had some bad games. I think the defense is coming along really strong. I think the front seven are starting to get a lot of pressure and starting to play really well. The secondary's still a bit suspect, but they're coming along nicely. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
How about the drunks?
It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, just drink to get drunk.
Just stay away from me, Lucky Charms.
I have to point out to him the Lucky Charms weren't made in Ireland, by the way.
Yeah, I think the answer right with the defense. It's coming along game after game, and hopefully, if we can continue that sort of streak. And by the time they get to the closing end of the season, I think that's going to be a really strong defense with a lot of confidence. I think that's the only thing, the only problem where I was ever going to come up this year was the lack of confidence, maybe because of the age of the guys and stuff. You know, it's a very, very young deal.
Yeah. We talked about this with the other group, and so I'll ask you the same question. First, do you notice the same buzz with the game going on in London this week with the Broncos and 49ers as last year? First of all, you know what?
Well, you know, being from a Patriots perspective, you know, definitely not, because obviously we were completely buzzed about it.
Right.
Me personally, I just couldn't care less about this game in London this week.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the general? Is it sold out? Right.
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I just don't really. I'm not bothered about it at all.
But did you care about the one 2 years ago before the Patriots?
I mean, the very first game, I think it was the Giants and the Dolphins. There was a big buzz for that,
yeah.
And the game after that, the Chargers and the Saints. Again, that sold out quite quickly. There was big buzz for that.
That was the best game as well.
Yeah, what were your offense in that game?
I think as well the fact that the Patriots polarize opinion as well, you know, and they're going to attract, you know, big crowds no matter what. And the NFL sort of gathering, you know, with the games being in London, has helped gather momentum. But I think with the Broncos not being such a, you know, as a big name.
Right, the two teams
I think
kind
the interest kind of peaked. Right. Yeah, exactly.
When the two teams were picked, there's a huge fan base for the 49ers, and the Broncos have got some fans. There were two good teams who had potential this year, but the 49ers certainly have disappointed massively.
Yeah, especially Fred, since he picked them to go to the Super Bowl.
I begged off that one early. I said, no, I made a mistake there.
You meant the World Series there.
Hey, on the Ace Ticket Hotline is Howard Weiss, and he's
nice.
One of the Pats season ticket holders that handle the UK Pats trips. Hey, Howard.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So what do you do with the trips?
Well, there are three of us. I handle the hotel and help out at the tailgate. The other two gentlemen, one of them handles getting the tickets and handles the tailgate, and the third one does the cooking.
Okay, so what's your relationship with the UK Patriots?
Well, it all started, I believe it was back in 2005, and a gentleman named Paul, known as Brewski Fan on the UK Pats, he met some of the guys as they came over in earlier years. And in 2005, I think we were on the message board, and he said, well, let's see if we can get tickets and all come over as a group. And everybody said, sure, why not? So everybody in anticipation waited and waited and waited. And sooner, I guess it was a couple months later, that Paul found out that we had some tickets. So everybody got together. First trip was only 13 people. And it's developed since then. We've had as many as 25 come over.
Yep.
Nice.
I remember
that. And it's been going on since 2005.
That's great.
More importantly, Fred.
Yes.
Big Huskies fan.
Oh, yeah?
Howard. Big Huskies
fan. Loser. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's put that Patriots, that UK is not the only message board that he belongs to. Let's put it that way.
Is that true, Howard?
it's me. No, here, I couldn't hear you for a second there. Yeah, I'll tell you, they're a great bunch of guys.
Okay.
Just to let you know, all three of us, Ed, Paul, and myself, we brought our wives over to the Wembley game last year and had a grand old time.
Yeah, yeah.
He was at the sports cafe. Howard was there.
Oh, Howard, okay.
Howard and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, for you PFW folks and everybody out there, they know their Patriots football.
They sure do, yeah.
No doubt about it. I was very surprised how knowledgeable they were, not only of the current period, but a lot of them are very knowledgeable of even 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'll tell you, Howard, last week we were in San Diego, and we had a fan gathering in San Diego at a sports bar, and it was great. It was over 200 Patriots fans. But when I was telling people before it, the people here in the office, they were like, is it going to be like London? I'm like, yeah, nothing's going to be like London. That was one of the most amazing nights that, you know, I've ever been to when it comes to the Patriots, because
that was a lot of
the
fun.
Passion and the fun.
Once in a lifetime. I mean.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. So you're right. They know and are as passionate about the Patriots as anyone here in the States.
I'll tell you, it's been a real pleasure over the years, and I hope that my relationship with them continues on and on. I don't know how many of you at TFW have met them in the past, but this is, it's really, as I said, a great group of guys who know their stuff. And I'll tell you, some of the gals know their stuff, too.
Sure.
Even Eric.
Well, if they want to get the guy's stuff, they better know the football stuff.
Yeah. I'm just hoping they get themselves on the big screen at the stadium this Sunday.
Okay.
I can arrange that.
Nice. Oh, yeah, you got the guy right here.
It'll be blurry, but...
Oh. With Mr. Dworkin about that, so
okay,
Jay and I'll take care of it.
Where are you guys sitting?
It won't be Kevin's fault,
right
by
behind
the
end zone there.
Yeah, it's never.
So make sure. No, honestly, get like UK Patriots graphic when you show them.
I'll email Dworkin right now.
Yeah,
you'll effort that.
Yeah. So we want to do that.
So Howard, they're going to the Celtics game, the Bruins game tonight, Celtics game tomorrow. I assume Matthews Arena on Saturday.
Well, the only. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough tickets and didn't get the response I wanted, but Mark and Mandy Ward are going to the game with me.
Oh, okay.
Saturday
sure.
night.
Yeah.
I guess it's more important for these guys to...
yeah, I'm not sure that Bentley's not quite the draw that...
Saturday night.
Yeah.
No, I think Saturday night they're going to be at Patriots Place.
Right. Okay. CBS scene. Yeah.
And, yeah, and have a good time there.
Would be better.
I'll be at Matthews with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, that's it, guys. I have to get back to work.
See you, Howard.
You know,
all
some
right.
Of us do work. Some of us do have to work.
I'm working
down
right
there
now.
Today, folks.
Yes, we are working.
All right, Howard. Thank you very much. Howard Weiss, friend and facilitator of the UK Patriots.
If you don't mind me asking, how much did this guy set you guys back this trip? I mean, you're going to Fenway Park, Celtics, Bruins, Patriots. You flew across the ocean, hotel. What are we talking here? Over a grand?
At least. Ooh.
And you haven't even started drinking yet.
Yeah, that's because you just spent $800.
Yeah. I was at the shop.
You spent $800 at the
pro
shop?
I was at the store. Not the pro shop, just the store across the Olympia store.
Oh, okay.
I just spent $800 in there. And I haven't even bought any Patriots stuff.
Christ.
A lot of stuff. Celtic stuff.
Really?
Bruins stuff, Red Sox stuff.
Andy obviously travels abroad a lot. You know, over a grand?
Well, if you really want to drop some a lot of money, go up to Trophy Town. Up here at Patriot Place, that's where they have all the signed Bruins, Celtics.
I still haven't bought my pro shop stuff yet. So.
Oh my goodness!
we'll see how much money I've got left.
Wow, well, that's good. Wow. We like to support the Patriots economy. We appreciate that.
We'll be reporting to.
I tried my best.
Bring some of those pounds over here and make them dollars.
Make them dollars.
We like that. Yeah. All right.
Well, the pleasure of meeting Mr. Hanna.
Yeah, you were in the pro shop. And John Hanna walked. Yeah.
Apparently, John Hanna is Scottish.
Really?
He told me
he did say Scots Irish actually.
Well, okay.
did he hit any of you?
No.
Well, I'm Scotch Irish.
Consider yourself lucky.
I maintain that I'm the same size as him. Yeah.
I mean, my grandmother's maiden name was Keenan, so you know.
There you go. Yeah.
I have quarter.
All right, so there you go. Yeah. That's a good story.
No, I don't.
I like stories.
He was very gentlemanly, yeah. You know, and he took a lot of time and spent, you know. To stand and talk to us.
An ambassador.
Very much so.
Talked about the team.
Very nice man.
Yeah. Talked about the players and what's going on this season. He told us what he thought about Randy Moss as well. I won't say it on air.
I wouldn't.
Say it on air, actually.
John Hanna is never bashful about telling you what he thinks about anything or anyone.
It's true.
All right, let's... it's 12:51, so we have to take the 12:51 break. We'll do that and we'll be right back.
When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk with other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, you know, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats. With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Fred's the boss, the chief, the leader of the PFW in Progress clan. And while he often goes on rants about fun facts, Skype, and making $5 the hard way, he sometimes has interesting things to say, or at least when you can hear him.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. I just got yelled at because I didn't have my mic on.
Why don't you put your mic on?
Welcome to PFW. I had my mic off again.
Again.
Two shows in a row.
Turn your mic on, Fred.
Oh, I should remember to...
As sure as the stars shine above.
And Fred didn't turn on his mic.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress.
That's the longest you've ever gone.
And now, back to PFW in Progress. That is, if Fred remembers to turn his mic on.
Yes, Eric is out there.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress.
He's sitting at the table. Start right off, Freddie, and just say that Chung was out in practice in his white jersey and
full pads,
appearing to take a full part of the practice. We'll see what the
That's good news.
We'll see what the participation report says at the end of at 4 o'clock. I should say.
He's a miracle, like Brett Favre.
It's good news. I'm
tough
telling
guy,
you,
fast
he's inspired healer. Everybody. You know.
That Brett Favre stuff, I'll tell you, not enough was made out of some of those quotes.
He's an idiot.
The things that he's been able to do that other people wouldn't.
Oh, and
on and on and on.
Yeah. I put my pants on just like anyone else,
apparently
one leg at
not.
A time. Then I pull my penis out.
Tom from Virginia writes, and let's laundry list what future Hall of Famer Brett Favre brought back from the plane from Mississippi. 10 interceptions, 4 personal fumbles, which led directly to 51 opposition points, a clear riff between he and the head coach, a huge spotlight with his zipper text issue with Jenny What's-Her-Face, nice Saturday Night Live spot, and more negative spotlight than most teams in the league. So, thanks in large measure to Brett, the Vikings are a mess. From a player's perspective, don't you think this team would rally much harder if Tavares Jackson gets a nod this week? You'd think every player on the team would be ready for the change. You know, it's a good point. It really is. I'll bet you there's a lot of players on that team are like, you know, what the hell?
I would think so.
You know?
Because I'd be as excited as the Patriots secondary would be.
Yeah.
See, I disagree. I still think they have a chance to win with Tavares Jackson. I think they're a good football team.
I just don't think he's a good player. That's
see,
all.
I think he's a decent player, and I think the team is good enough. I don't think he'd be the detriment that this guy is right now. I think he's a detriment to that team.
I don't think he would be as bad as Favre is, the way Favre has played some of these games. I agree with that. But I think the potential for Favre to play well is there. It's not for Jackson in my mind.
See, I think there is. Because I think there's a chance he says, this is my opportunity to hand the ball off, make a couple throws, don't be stupid, do what I need to do, but don't try to do too much, and play within himself and help that team win. And I think there's probably guys that believe that. Like Jared Allen probably says, you know what, we're a damn good defense. We have Adrian Peterson. We got a couple receivers. We don't need Brett Favre to sling it all over the field and make all this crap
happen.
That's
what they
happen.
Need to do. And that the one fear that I would have is that they just say, you know what, we're not going to let him lose the game for us. We're going to just...
If he's on the field, you can't.
We're going to feed Adrian Peterson, and we're going to have Favre throw the ball in spots like he did last year and like he did with the Jets in that first half of that Jet. Do you remember that 8-3 start the Jets had?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because Favre was throwing it all over the place.
No, I know.
It was because they were playing good defense, running the football, and being conservative. Then he got antsy. And then, you know, of course, the arm went.
Right.
The arm went, and he couldn't throw anymore.
Brooklyn Matt says, so far in this show, Andy has admitted he doesn't know what the old Wembley Stadium looked like. Gee, it only stood for 80 years. And he's never heard of Phyllis Diller. She's been in over 100 movies. Every time Andy admits to not knowing what something is, I jot it down. I have a list of at least a dozen common knowledge people, places, and things. He's oblivious of it. Kevin, give me an Austin Powers brilliant soundbite.
Is this
bad?
1,300 on your SATs. That's all I'll say.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
If you brag about it, I would have been very disappointed had I got that number back. Dumas.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
Alexander?
Calvin from London writes in.
And wait a minute, you two know what the old Wembley looked like?
Sure, we have pictures of it.
I don't.
You have pictures
they had,
of it?
They had great concerts there at Wembley Stadium.
I know. I watched wrestling there. They had a big event there with the British Bulldog. I saw it. I watched it.
All right.
Yeah, I was never there.
Doesn't mean I know
I
what
know.
It looks like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that have stood for 80 years that I haven't been to and seen and don't have intimate knowledge of, aside from his mother.
You know what the pyramids look like? They've been around for a while, but I'm sure you didn't get intimate with them.
Did you miss it? I said like his mother.
He's got a small penis and he's drunk a lot. That's why he's so angry.
Calvin from London says, lots of talk a few days about Brady's performance. Just wanted to ask your opinion on something. Why does Brady simply not put up the big numbers week in and week out like Manning, Breeze, and Rivers with the expectation of the Moss years? With the exception, I think he meant to say. He is your best player, so why not provide him with the weapons he needs? Manning and Breeze both have their top-flight receivers.
We've got to get Moss back.
So less than a month after we made this trade, Now we're complaining about it.
Surely there hasn't been a conscious decision by Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, not to provide him with the top-flight receivers. Is it because of the following? Pats haven't been as lucky as the Colts in developing receivers. Pats prefer a more balanced attack rather than the pass-heavy offense of the Colts Saints. Or he just seems too good not to be provided with the weapons to be passing for more yards and TDs over his career. I already missed the pass happy days. I'll take the wins.
Yeah, I'll take the wins.
I'll take the wins too, but I would say I don't place it all on the people giving him the weapons. I've seen Peyton
very
Manning
little to do it now.
Turn guys into weapons. These Austin Colley types that go from nothing, Pierre Garçon.
I mean, when you're losing a guy like Austin Colley and it's a significant injury for your offense, that tells you what he's been doing lately.
There's no doubt. When you talk about just pure passing and numbers, Manning is better than Brady. He is better.
No, but that's not the argument. That's not what we're talking about.
Does he make guys great or good, contributing like Garçon and Colley?
What I'm saying is that put the same guys with Brady or Manning. Manning will probably get bigger numbers with them.
Oh.
Same guys.
Okay. Yeah, so you're saying Brandon Tate would be better playing with Peyton Manning?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I am saying that.
Yeah.
Kind of what I was saying a little bit, too, I was surprised you would say
that. But that doesn't always translate
somewhat
to
stunned.
Wins. That doesn't. I'm not saying he'd win more. I'm just saying those guys would have better numbers.
But he's one on par with Brady.
Oh,
you have
sure,
to say that.
Sure.
You know,
over
maybe
the
not,
decade,
maybe
wasn't
not the
it like
Super Bowls.
One game or something?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
whole...
the Super Bowl's obviously a 3-1, but the winning in general over the last decade is virtually identical. Brady's better, before I get yelled at by somebody. Brady's better.
keeping it to Brady, Mike from Florida says, yesterday Paul suggested that Brady is at least top three for MVP. If this is accurate, then the NFL is in a sorry state. Looking over the schedule thus far, I can only see one game, Buffalo, that the offense won the game. All others have been either the defense and special teams or a combination of many factors. Even my wife, who has been casually watching me yell at Patriots quarterbacks since Grogan, said recently, Brady just doesn't look as good as he usually does. I think he's been very average this year, and as much as I love the surprise record, I think it has been done with smoke and mirrors and could collapse very easily.
Wow.
Here's hoping I'm wrong.
I feel like I'm in Bizarro World.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what Eric would say. Are these all written by Eric?
If the Colts traded Reggie Wayne, would Peyton Manning take a hit? His numbers wouldn't go down the next week?
By the way, we're getting big laughs from the studio audience, Fred.
But, I mean, he's had to go through a lot this season, no? I mean, he's surrounded by young guys on both sides of the ball, but specifically offensively, the two tight ends, Tate, some of the guys that are Woodhead. He loses his best third down back. They trade away his number one receiver, and he's still winning. I give him a lot of credit as a leader and a player for what he's done this year.
He's the basically
God
on-field coach of the team. Alex from Georgia.
Are you going to introduce these guys? Yeah. They're laughing in the background.
Just wait a minute. Just hold on.
I think
you got a lot of emails. I want to get to some emails.
I don't think Brady's been great the last couple of weeks. I will admit that, especially San Diego.
But they've won.
But I mean,
when he needed to be great, he was great.
But in his I would be arguing. They had a 3-point lead when the game was on the line. He wasn't great. He didn't get a first down.
No, but. He needed to be in
this
that,
guy's
in,
point
in
is,
overtime. He needed to be great at some point, and he got the job done sooner or later.
I think that would be another point in this guy's favor.
See,
in overtime, he wasn't great.
I don't. I think Peyton Manning and these guys, if you took away some of their best weapons, they would fall off the map.
Manning and Favre would throw an interception.
Not Manning. Super you just Bowl. Got finished like saying he would do better with the. He couldn't finish it. Couldn't even finish his own thought.
I said it doesn't always relate to wins. Alex from Georgia. Hey, guys, and Paul. It just dawned on me that instead of calling Eric, spelled with a K for creativity, that was awesome, Fred, Eric Negativino or Squidward, that we should call Eric Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. He would always walk around being Mr. Negativity, much like Eric, and say things like, what's the point? Definitely sounds like Eric when he predicts a Patriots game when the picks are done or anything Patriots for that matter. Eric, you are great on the show, but cheer up, please.
Great.
And Tubby, Gilmore Girls, really? And you say the fans
Tubby.
Are dumb?
No. Not Gilmore Tubby. Girls. Gossip Girl. Get it right. It's a totally different
he's
show.
Funny because he's fat.
Well, what's Gilmore Girls?
That's an old show.
Oh.
You've and I never that watched too, right? that. You know who used to like that? Parenti. Mike Parenti was a big Gilmore Girls guy.
We have three more.
That's four.
Let's see. I called the first group chap. Four more. First group chaps. The second group blokes.
Twongers.
No, no.
Lads.
Okay. So we have now four lads from the UK. So why don't you guys take turns introducing yourself and tell us which train stop you're at?
Mind the gap. Come on, someone.
Hi there. I'm Mark from Swindon.
Yeah.
I'm Jamie from Chester.
Okay, Jamie.
I'm Daniel from Liverpool.
Yeah.
John Henry's guy.
James from Surrey.
James from Surrey. Okay. So all
Sorry?
all within the London area.
No.
No.
No. Miles away from London. Fed.
Oh, when I say
told
area,
you that last year when
metro
I was here.
Metro area.
Proper.
Yeah, he's been here.
You I know. They've all. I've met all these guys.
I had to
guys.
Put you straight last year.
Yeah. I don't know. I
he
just
knows.
Know.
He just knows by the train stop.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So if we're not on a tube station, we don't exist.
Right, right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to know where we stand.
So how's your trip been so far? You're doing a lot of things here.
Yeah, it's been a good trip. I don't know how much info the other guys have given you.
Yeah, well, you're going to the Bruins tonight, yep. Celtics tomorrow,
yep.
Fenway Park tour.
Yep.
Obviously the Patriots game on Sunday. You're going to go through the Hall of Patriot Plays, CBS scene Saturday night.
Looks like you know it all.
Yep, cigars.
Oh, we can get back out and get some food then, guys.
You guys, oh, is the food here? Is the food here? What is that now, too?
It's supposed to be, yeah. I don't know where the food's got to. Where's the food, Kevin?
I don't know where the other three you guys went either. There's only three out there, and they don't know where everybody else went, so.
Oh. And where's Eric?
So you have them walking around aimlessly.
No, I actually don't.
Eric is with them.
No, Eric's at practice.
I actually don't.
No, I took him to security, told him to wait there for the food. They're not there, so.
Good.
Uh-oh.
And this is the end of PFW in progress.
I told Mark Briggs that I have some guys from the UK here. He goes, whereabouts? I go, all over. I didn't know I meant the stadium.
Hooligans.
So now you can say, well, I told you they were going to be all over.
Right, they're all over. Oh, boy.
I went out and asked these guys where they went, and they just all looked at me like this.
Destined to end in disaster for
okay.
us.
Okay.
We're in trouble.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll figure it all out at some point. So what do you your take on the season so far? What do you think?
Surprising.
I hate to put you on the spot.
Quite surprising. I wasn't expecting a 5-1 record anyway, but
yeah.
I think the D's start slowly picking up as the season progresses and getting more impressed with their.
So if you didn't expect a 5-1 season, who did they beat that you didn't think that they would beat?
San Diego on the road.
Okay, that was one that you had pegged in the loss column. Yeah.
Go f*** yourself, okay. San Diego.
So that would have made him 4-2.
And at Miami.
That's probably.
A lot of people probably.
Yeah.
Special teams picked it up.
I would have thought they would have lost two out of those three, and they won all three.
Right.
So. All right. You guys seem very quiet.
They are. This is a subdued group.
All the other group's very talkative.
A little stage fright.
Sorry, yeah. I'm not impressed with the O-line at the moment. I thought Tom took a lot of punishments last Sunday.
Yeah.
Some improvement there. Excellent. Some improvements required there.
Right.
Oh,
absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Especially, you know, when they play Pittsburgh. And
especially this Sunday when you got the likes of Jared Allen.
Yeah. Yeah. That they have to work on that. I don't know what exactly they're going to do, but.
So, Liverpool guy, are you happy that the Red Sox purchased your team?
Very happy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How come? How come everybody hates the Glazers for Manchester United and they're okay with this maneuver?
We love Boston.
Okay. Well, the last time it was Liverpool, the other two American guys, Hicks and Gillette, they put a lot of debt onto the club. When they bought the club, they borrowed the money, then they put it back on the club.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like 280 million in debt just for their money. So Now, Liverpool, they make a lot of money on the commercial side, which was paying their own debt off, and they made loads of promises, which they broke. And when they first come in there, one of them said, we'll build a stadium within 60 days, we'll put the spade into the ground. Never happened, and John Henry, he's not really said that much. He's just gone out, he's met all the fans, some of the fan clubs, just chatted to them, not said much. So he's been quite quiet of what he's done.
Screw the Sox, let's talk some football.
We were talking football.
So I just heard from Jason Dvorkin, you guys will be on the big board at some point during the game. So
excellent.
Be ready for that. You know.
No, don't do anything vulgar. Or, you
know. Yeah, that'll come back to haunt us.
Any birds or anything.
You know, so no, I think that's great because I know that the Patriots organization really loved going to London last year and want to get back there sooner than later. So.
Fred keeps dropping hints that it's going to be sooner than later. So next year we're playing in London. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. But I just know that...
You have that stupid smirk on your face.
I just know that the team wants to get back there. They enjoyed that experience.
Which part of the team?
The upper management.
Not the lower management.
Well, Paul doesn't want to go.
No, I meant Bill. Belichick.
Yeah, this is...
Bill
yeah.
just goes where they tell him to go. You know, I look at the schedule...
Until he tells them where to go.
I play the games...
Much like
that,
I do.
Yeah, I play the games that, you know, they ask me to play.
What if they say 9 on the road, 7 at home?
Yeah. And I asked those guys, when you go to the Bruins tonight, wear your Patriots stuff.
You've been told.
No, it's not like Bruins don't like Patriots. You're allowed to wear your gear there.
No, it's
not like in England if you wear, you know, somebody else's soccer shirt, you get beat, you know, the help.
Yeah, how do all you guys get along?
Still a different sport, though.
How do all you guys get along with all these different soccer jerseys? Nobody fights? The Patriots have unified you?
No, well, the thing is, Andy, we're here as Patriots fans, so that's the uniform.
Flick it off.
That's the common.
Yeah, other days you'd be fighting and cursing and punching and throwing bottles at
each
other.
Well, that's what I said when I walked in.
Close.
You know, I thought we had a bunch of hooligans.
Well, there were. I mean,
they were so civil.
How many jerseys are out there? 8 or 10 different soccer jerseys. Yeah. So could be a fight later. No, you should fight when you get on the big screen. That'd be a good time.
Well, and get thrown out, miss the game.
The Patriots are the bridge, of that unites all UK.
The glue that holds us all together.
The glue, right.
All right. Read an email or something.
Alex says, speaking of people not liking each other.
Alex doesn't like me.
No, he says, can't listen to you guys live, so I was listening to Shop Talk podcast, and who's the special guest? Brian freaking Morey. Fred, you've created a monster by bringing him on the show a few shows back. He just rambled on and on about tidbits. You can tell Shop Talk people were getting bored with
even
him.
Kevin is
he did tell a good
head.
Story about that made Paul drop the F-bomb several years ago. Get this guy banned and get more Pete.
Who hosts Shop Talk these days?
It's Mike Perriello and Ken Flanders and Jeff Breitenbach.
They host it?
I didn't know Flanders was involved. That's must-listen radio.
Yeah.
But
why is Brian on it?
There's no like Lindsay Petrucci to or you call her what? Pastrami?
No,
oh, no you call her Mary Pastrami.
That's Mary Paletti.
I thought it was pepperoni.
Some tube meat.
Flanders has cooties.
Now,
Flanders
see, I didn't see he has to take it to the next step. You know, that's just not right. All right, so let's do an over-under. This one is from...
Oh, I love over-unders.
This is from
everybody?
Dave, and you guys can chime in here. Dave in North Park. Over-under. You know how to play that game, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Pat, they're morons.
Pat's D holds Adrian Peterson to 100 yards. Over-under.
I'm going to say over.
Over 100?
Under.
What do you guys say?
Under.
Under.
Yeah. Over.
Okay. Pat's offense gets 100 rushing yards, so total.
Over.
Over.
Under.
Iman Danny Woodhead.
I'm going to say over. Brady passes for 200 passing yards.
Over.
Say over.
Over.
Everybody over.
Over.
Mayo gets 15 tackles.
Under.
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 I'll say over.
Okay.
Under.
Okay. Favre plays half a quarter.
Push.
I'll over. Say over.
I think he's gonna get
I don't think he's going to finish the game.
I don't either.
Yeah. Under. Two snaps.
Snaps. Some tight pants you got on.
Just to get his streak.
Pat's defense gets 1.5 interceptions.
Over.
Paul says
over. Depends how much Favre's in the game.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, it could be about 27.
Well, I mean, Jackson's not exactly great either. So.
At least you can handle
how do you know? When was
the
last time you saw him play?
Last time before Favre got there.
Last time before Favre got there. You've probably never seen him play.
Oh, sure I have.
Where do you go to school?
Tavares Jackson.
What number does he wear?
In the States.
He actually did.
Mississippi something.
Alabama
right?
State.
Alabama State.
Right.
What number does he wear?
I forget.
Righty or lefty? White or black?
Righty. Black.
male. He's a man.
He's a man, baby.
I'll take the over on the picks.
Over?
I have the over as well.
What do you guys think? One and a half?
I think we've got the over.
Okay, over.
Over.
How about the Patriots get 1.5 sacks?
Under.
Under.
So they're gonna say over.
They're going to protect whoever's there? No. Jackson or Favre?
I think Favre can't move. He'll get sacked more than once.
So you say over.
He's only playing 2 snaps. It's going to be Tavares Jackson. You know, he can run a little bit.
Okay, Allen. Jared Allen gets 1.5 sacks.
Over.
I'm going to say over on that.
Everybody
break out.
I think he's going to have a big game.
That's not good. Moss gets a half a TD.
I'll say over.
Okay.
Bush. How's that now?
Yeah, he'll take the over.
And the Patriots run 2.5 end-arounds.
Under.
Under. They have become a bit of an end-around team.
Yeah, they like that. We're a little razzle-dazzle.
It's never good when you're characterized as an end-around
offense. Here's the second part. This is better day. So who's going to have the better day in terms of yards, Hernandez or Branch?
Hernandez.
In terms of yards.
I'm going to say Branch.
Yeah, I'm going to say Branch this time.
I think they find a way to get Branch on Asher Allen.
Who's going
to
have the better day in terms of kick returns, Tate or Harvin?
Harvin.
Really?
Yeah. Harvin's going to have a better day.
Because the Patriots are going to kick off more.
More opportunities, exactly, yep. Freddie.
Woodhead or Law Firm? Who's going to have the better day?
Woodhead.
Woodhead.
You guys all Woodhead fans?
Woody.
You love Woodhead. All right. Patriots.
You going to buy a Woodhead jersey while you're here?
I don't know if they have them.
Playing a good run defense.
Custom made.
Call Shop Talk. Get one.
Bedazzled. Still waiting for last year's jersey, Andy.
Wow.
Call Shop Talk. Ken Flanders.
Flanders is the guy you want to talk to.
Who's going to have the better day, the Patriots offense or the Vikings offense?
Patriots.
Better be, yeah.
Vikings.
Wow. Who's going to have the better day? Two more.
How are we quantifying the better day?
I don't know. That's why I was thinking, somebody call me on it. Prove it.
The eyeball test.
Yards, points.
50 guys in a bar.
All right, so who had the better day last Sunday, San Diego's offense or the Patriots offense?
San Diego's.
That's not a question, though, Paul. He just stuns me. Every once in a while, he button hooks me. I'm not expecting that.
G-Force or Shenko, who's going to have the better day?
Shenko.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, Favre's ankle or Favre's marriage? Who has the better day?
His uncle.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with his marriage. She's been...
Well,
didn't she
her spirituality has gotten her through things like this in the past.
Jeez.
Faith.
Spirituality.
Yeah. I thought we mocked it. He goes, oh, jeez. Mocking religion yet again. That's Fred Church.
I'm just, you know...
It was sort of laughable.
It was how she said it, but he just immediately...
Well, she's on a book tour, right?
Still think she looks like a man.
And it's about her faith getting her through her breast cancer and different things. It's a faith-based book, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, did I say spirituality? I think it was faith. You're right. The word she used was faith.
Let's see. Who's this? This is from Bjorn.
You're reading
Bjorn
emails.
In Copenhagen.
This is from Bjorn. Oh, Bjorn.
Bjorn Borg? I just heard some of your show from yesterday, and you guys made fun of, I think, Fred for mentioning the Chicken Ranch because supposedly it doesn't exist. But it got me thinking about this movie I saw once with Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds. And as it turns out, the Chicken Ranch is a place in the movie. Check it out.
So would that be the best little whorehouse in Texas?
Yeah, we established that Chicken Ranch is a common... term.
Common, because someone heard of it.
I'm not sure we ever established that.
Simon in Illinois says, hello, Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric. Maybe I missed it, but I have not heard anyone talking about the fact that Randy Moss knows the Patriots playbook. Brad Childress will atone for all of his sins as the Vikings defense pushes the Patriots back like the Continental Army at the Battle of Long Island. I think this is going to be a major upset.
This is a huge storyline the last day or so is Moss. Childress credited Moss with giving a very detailed account of the Patriots.
Said he spent the whole off day, Tuesday, working with all
the whole day on
the
Tuesday,
coaches.
A very good scouting report and whatnot.
Called him articulate in terms of presenting it all.
And don't just dismiss this so readily. Belichick and Brady, Belichick especially, has constantly referred to Randy Moss as one of the smartest football players he's ever been around. So... there is some chance that Randy Moss could be equipped to give the Vikings some help.
So because of that, do we see some weird wrinkle, something?
I mean, I will say
head scratcher.
The stuff that you and Fred were talking about early in the show about the changes of the Patriots offense might be something that's not necessarily a, a changeup, but just different than what Moss is familiar with.
Is are any of you guys Tottenham Hotspur fans?
No, it was just Warren who was in earlier.
He was in earlier. Because yeah. John from St. Paul, Minnesota wants to know.
That was the one that Andy and I
He wants to know what he thinks their chances of in the Champions League.
Guy.
And also whether they'll be able to hold on to Gareth Bale.
Zero chance of winning on maybe.
They should bail on him.
I was thinking he's going to bail on him.
Zero chance of will they hold on to Bale? What was the answer?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Zero chance of winning. Why, they stink?
This is many more better teams.
Okay.
Is that a biased Liverpool perspective, or is that an honest?
With that Red Sox hat on,
be,
Mr.
But,
Liverpool?
There's better English teams than man European teams. They are one of the weaker teams in the whole competition.
Okay. Where's the food? Oh, I think I see movement.
Really?
That's your stomach, Andy.
You have movement?
I see food out there.
You must be feeling better. You got movement over food?
I'm starving or nauseous. It's hard to tell.
All right, here's some trivia questions.
Trivia.
This is from Bob, and he writes in, how many NFL teams has Tom Brady never lost to in the regular season? Well, that's hard. How many NFL teams has Brady never lost to in the regular season? Just give me a number.
The Giants.
One, the Vikings. I don't know.
No, there's 15 teams that he's never lost to.
Holy crap.
No way. Mm-hmm.
How many teams has Brady lost to at home in the regular season? So, since week 3 of 2001, how many teams has lost to at home?
Five?
Seven.
Let's see. Does he list them?
No.
Oh. Broncos, Jets, Chargers, Colts.
Green Bay.
Packers.
Rams.
Yeah.
Rams.
Yeah.
How many is that?
Six.
Steelers.
Jets. Did you say Jets?
Steelers.
Dolphins.
Yeah, okay. When was the last
Quick question.
Time, when was the last time that
Didn't
Tom...
Didn't he start the game, that 28-26 game that Castle finished? Trick question. Dolphins.
When was the last time that Tom Brady has thrown three or more interceptions in a regular season game?
I don't know.
When was the last time he did that?
Last year?
Nope.
Chiefs.
In a regular season game.
I don't know.
Give me a year. What year do you think first? 2006 is correct. It was week 9, whoever the hell that was against.
He gives you the week, but not the team.
Right. When was the last time that Tom Brady has lost two or more fumbles in a game?
He never loses fumbles.
Give me a year. What year do you think?
03.
No.
2007.
01.
01 is correct. Week 5. Again, we don't
Miami.
Know who.
Miami.
It was against Miami. Okay. Come on, man. The guy. He says Tom Brady does not look as good. Come on, man. The guy has won 23 games in a row at home in the regular season, and we're dumping on Brady.
That's just Eric, and that one emailer.
Right. Let's see.
Why didn't I not get food delivered to me? And Paul's over there, deep throating a
burger. John in Dallas. I'm not sure what fan was keeping score of the things Fred doesn't know. It was actually things Andy doesn't know. But I'd like to add on the list things just on today's show. When the UKers were on the first time, Fred asked the guy from London how he would like the NFL to come to Eastern Europe. London,
I noticed
that, is in
by
Western
the way.
Europe. Did I say
the Eastern? Russian front?
Just for clarification purposes, Andy and I looked at each other and kind of gave it a blue no from Animal House and said, "Leave Maloney, he's on a roll."
And then when the UKers were in the second time, Fred was asking, "What stop are you from?" The UKers said something, and Fred said, "Ah, next to London." The UKer quickly corrected him and said, no, not next to London. We can add geography to the list of things Fred has no knowledge of whatsoever. Thank God it's not football or you guys would really be in trouble. So.
It's not football. Thank God.
Well,
and I would add football to the list.
Let's see. Strippers has a quick over and under. Number of UK Pats fans arrested over the weekend, 2.5.
I'll take the over. I say they all go down.
Under.
You know, one might start it or two might start it, but they'll all be gone. Get a paddy wagon.
You guys aren't going to cause trouble.
Careful with the Boston
police. Do that
police.
At the Celtics or Bruins
They'll
game.
Rough
Don't
you up.
That.
They're roughing people up lately.
Makes more sense than Bruins.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's. It's 1:23. Let's take a quick break.
If I were you.
We have to do picks.
You've got no one in the box.
I wouldn't
got
if
no
I were
one
you.
In the booth.
Yeah, we have. Oh, there's nobody there?
Now we have listeners that have to tell you how to run your show.
Well, I'll just have to just keep doing email. Daniel writes in from Costa Rica. He says, looking at the videotape of on the call of the 4th-and-1 in San Diego, you can see that the line actually makes a running lane, but Green Ellis bounced to the outside instead of pushing forward. Yep. I know he's young, but do you think Belichick addressed that particular play to him? Well, if he didn't go where he was supposed to go, I'm sure he did. Mm-hmm. So,
assuming it was supposed to go inside, there was definitely more room to run inside.
Yeah.
And he was
do you
wide.
Think he had a chance to get it?
Outside?
Don't. No,
inside. I think he did. Yeah.
I didn't. I know exactly what the email is talking about. He's right. I thought it was all stuffed up though. I didn't think he had a chance of getting it, whether he stuck inside.
He had no chance outside.
None whatsoever.
Quickly, hello, men of the Chicken Ranch and Eric Negativino. I agree with Fred that Favre is just insane. Who says that kind of stuff to the media about their injuries? What an egomaniac. I sincerely hope Favre plays and we beat him down, not just because of his ego, but because I'm actually still spiteful over the 97 Super Bowl loss 13 years later. I still hate thinking about that one. Anyway, here's an over-under for this weekend's game. My prediction is a 23-20 win, third in a row by that score, by the way. Over-under, Favre interceptions 2.5. Say under.
Under.
Favre sacks 2.5. Over.
Over.
Moss 1.5 TDs.
Ooh, 1.5.
Under.
I'm going to say one.
Moss 6 receptions. Over. Under. Welker, 8 receptions.
Under.
Welker?
I'll say under
8. Under. Peterson, 105 yards rushing.
I'll say over on that.
And Brady sacked 2.5 times.
Kevin's back.
Under. Over.
Lastly, golf clap for Doctor for getting me on the big screen over the weekend at the UNH UMass game. Definitely made my day. And guys, give the Doctor some slack. He takes
Kevin's
care of his fans at the games.
Kevin's
and he can
mad
actually
he said
do
it was
stuff.
Apparently that was Kevin. A source is telling us that that was Kevin.
A source named Kevin is telling us.
Kevin is actually. Kevin.
Yeah, I was the guy down on the field pointing to you.
It's never Kevin's fault, but it's always his work when something good happens.
All right, now let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
He's throwing his hands up in there. He's turning red.
When the boss says it.
For those that want Patriot Talk when other talk radio stations are talking other stuff, go to patriots.com and listen to PFW in Progress.
You have to do it. PFW in Progress on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, you know, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Braves!
Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Tuesday's edition of BFW in Progress featured Fred flying solo. Well, Bilo is there.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Everything seemed to be going well until this topic came up.
If anyone has used the contraption called the Nut Wizard, I think you can find it at nutwizard.com. It's not what you think. It's for picking up like acorns in your yard. I have a ton of acorns. So I'm looking for the best way to pick up acorns in my yard without breaking my back, you know? So I saw this thing, it's like a cage with spokes, and you roll it, and supposedly it just picks up the acorns. But I want to, before I, it's like $49. I don't want to buy it, you know, if it only works half the time or whatever. Or if someone has a better way to pick up acorns.
Now, back to the Nut Wizard. Fred, and hopefully the rest of the PFW boys.
Oh, you want us to go? Is that what it means when you're pointing and yelling and flailing?
All right, back
I'm
here.
Not the host, so don't point at me.
Back here so, at PFW in Progress.
Well, he's enjoying his sub over there. It's a good-looking sub.
We have the picks coming up in a few minutes, but the UK guys have something they want to do before we get to the picks. So why don't you, one of you, take the mic? And
gotta hurry, though. Got a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Right, just got some gifts for everyone. That's for Paul. It's a...
Oh, I get a soccer shirt?
You get a soccer shirt.
Wow.
Palermo.
It's a football kit. That's so cool.
Doesn't look big enough.
That looks like Palermo.
Yeah, it is Palermo.
Palermo, yeah,
nice.
Palermo. Yeah.
Wow, and this is so cool.
What is Palermo?
It's Italian.
It's
Palermo, Sicily. That's their club.
Eric knows that.
Their Serie A club.
We got present for Eric.
Eric, we've got, as you're an artist, we've got
not
you
not Serie A.
Painting by numbers.
No, not Serie A.
Paint by numbers?
Yeah. Wow.
By popular demand, he's brought colour into the mix.
I love it.
And as Fred...
this is awesome.
As Fredo's comments on your clothing, we've got yourself a little jumper.
It's like a little V-neck.
That's great. It's a V-neck, like, cashmere sweater with a Czech patterned blue and black and blue shirt. It's
I think
lovely.
You should wear that to the game on Sunday.
It might actually fit.
Yeah, you wear that to the game on Sunday. That's an order.
Okay.
I actually will.
That's an
order. Is it a onesie? It looks like a one piece.
It is a onesie. That's hilarious.
That's right. You wear it.
I will. I will wear it Sunday.
And we've got two things for Andy. We've got Andy for a colon
medicine?
Cleanser.
A colon cleanser. You'll need a bigger bottle, I can tell you that much.
Colon blow.
And we've got a hat umbrella to cover your head.
No, you'll need a bigger umbrella.
You'll need a bigger umbrella for sure.
That's great. Oh,
no,
that's awesome.
It fits.
Oh, it's actually a hat?
Oh, it's stretchy. It might fit.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Take the headphones off. Take the headphones off.
Great.
That's hilarious. He looks like a rickshaw driver.
And he's got this umbrella hat on. It's got a sweatband in the middle.
Nice, Paul.
Paul's got... Wow, look at that.
I'm styling.
Rocking
look at
the,
you.
Rocking the appropriate color pink for this month,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm ready.
Look at this.
That's
thank
awesome.
You.
We got to
get wet again.
What's the name of it?
We need
Palermo?
To get a picture.
Palermo.
Palermo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's my dad's hometown.
Okay.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. My dad's from Palermo.
No, it isn't.
Jackass.
He's
tell me where my dad is
first
from.
First generation?
Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised you're such a tea partier then.
That's tea bagger.
I'm not.
You know you wanted me to say.
I'm neither.
Okay.
That hat big enough for you,
God Almighty.
That's great.
It is.
It's a camouflage rain hat.
I'll never get wet again.
That's awesome. Good stuff. All right.
Did you ride the short bus to work today? That's what you look like.
You got a pink shirt on, bitch.
And I like it.
Figures your hometown soccer team wears pink.
It's actually Eric's.
My dad's hometown.
Even more appropriate.
You wouldn't say that if you met my dad.
So he must speak fluent Italian.
Yeah, since he came here when he was 13, yes, he speaks very fluent Italian.
And he's a Scalavino. They know
you
everything.
You don't have to get snippy with me.
My family's from Avellino.
You don't have to get snippy.
Good, Paul.
Like Tavellinos?
What? That's where my family is from. But actually, both of my grandparents are from Avalino. Well, they're great. My great grandparents.
They're from Avatar?
Avalino. Both sides of the family.
No, lie to you. This hat's a little tight.
Yeah. Is this adjustable? It's cutting off the blood flow.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff.
Now, what do you always say would just finish off your meal, Fred?
What do I usually burp.
No. No, you usually say, you know, you've had your food and something that would just finish it off.
I don't think you can say it on a happy ending.
A hot toddy.
Well, cigar. Paul's on the right line. Yeah, you get it.
Oh, a cigar.
Did Fred get a cigar?
And a bottle of scotch.
Whoa! That
was
Glenfiddich. Wow. Okay.
Glenfiddich, Glenlivet.
Of course,
one of the Glens.
We're the UK Patriots.
Yep.
And malt whiskey comes from more than just Scotland.
Sure.
English.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, man.
Fred's going to be hammered.
Okay. We're going to be...
Welsh.
Oh, my goodness.
Welsh. Look at this.
Fred is going to be hammered.
How'd you get this through customs?
I say we just take it right up to the press box and we start. It's a 4 o'clock game. It'll be 12 somewhere.
Irish.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. UK Patriots. Malt whiskey from each of the UK countries.
Thank you very much.
And cigars.
And I mean,
I just can't believe the Irish guys didn't drink all that liquor before it got to Fred.
Oh, that's awesome.
Irish boys, you know, we let them.
Thank you very much.
We didn't let them get it there.
What's
obviously didn't know.
In your opinion, what's the best whiskey or scotch?
Scottish.
Malt whiskey, it's got to be scotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dewars?
Yeah. Says the Scotch.
Dewars is a brand.
Is that overrated? Is that overrated?
It's a bit like Budweiser.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
The king of scotch.
Yeah, it's no Miller Lite.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you very much. That will that will go to good use.
I've brought you a selection of Scottish sweets that you can share.
Wow, that looks good.
I wonder why I spent $800.
Shortbread. I've got tablet macaroon, butterscotch. You just dig into that.
Oh, that's awesome.
You guys are insane.
You guys are too much.
You guys are the best. Thank you very much to all of it.
I love it.
Where is everybody else? Thank them too.
Kevin, how do you like my shirt?
That's great.
I'm wearing it the rest of the day.
Also, the Tunnock's tea cakes get squashed in my luggage on the plane. So
that's okay. It tastes the same.
That's right.
Another mistake for American Airlines.
Yeah.
Sorry, and
they gave Eric a flaming red soccer shirt.
It's Arsenal, you arse.
It says Arsenal on it as well.
That's great. Fly Emirates. Good stuff. Yeah. And it's even got his name in the back with a K.
That's right.
Good. That's awesome. You guys are great.
What is Fly Emirates? Is that
the
airline?
That's the airline.
Sponsors.
Emirates Airline.
Yeah.
Sure, that costs a lot to get that on the front of that.
It's only a matter of time before the NFL they start doing
it. I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
If that pays the bills, pay the bills.
Yeah. I think it'll probably be the small patches, like on the practice uniforms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you?
They've always fought against it.
Why?
I don't know.
I need to
to expand the game.
I need to wear my onesie
business.
Sweater with my...
Oh, nice sweater, Eric.
Yeah, it's great. I need to put the Arsenal over that. I'm going to wear this on Sunday.
Are you guys allowed to drink on the show?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. By allowed, what do you mean?
Is it better to ask for forgiveness or permission?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not suggesting you open those four bottles, because you probably want to keep those, but...
Jesus.
Yeah, no.
He's got a bag.
Did you steal
the
stuff from the plane?
He's pulling stuff up. That's the contraband.
Yeah. Do you have this shipped over ahead of time?
He's actually got glasses.
Oh, okay.
You could really do what you want to do after every lunch. Look at this.
It's only legal.
Oh, wow.
It's only legal if you get caught.
That's right. So we've got a. We can do a little taste.
I will not be doing a little taste.
Wow.
I may. How do you say it, Fred?
Vomit?
Hey.
Yeah, you are a pussy.
and somehow he thinks he whispered.
There's an Irish guy out here, though.
Right.
He heard the alcohol was out. He's ready to come in.
Look at Kevin. What do you guys got in there?
Oh,
what do you got?
That's a full shot.
Fred, you'll have to do it then.
I
have an hour drive.
I can't do a full shot.
I have TV later.
Let me.
Why don't you throw some Diet Coke in there?
Live in the air.
Wow. Why are Robert and Jonathan coming in?
Because they want some?
It's all
now I'm going to smell like it.
I'm watching him do it. I'm thinking to myself, this ain't going to end well.
Oh, God.
It's all over his pants.
Oh, God.
All right. Cheers.
That's good. Now the whole studio smells.
Cheers to the UK Patriots fan club. One of the best fan clubs in the world.
Thank you very much, guys. You guys are great.
This is excellent, guys.
There'll
Thank
be a feature
you.
About you guys in an upcoming issue of PFW.
You got all your information?
Got all my info. Talk to them before practice.
I don't know if you're going to make this one sing because you need to get this smell.
Here, well, we can make it a
smell FW.
Scratch and sniff FW.
He's, I can't do that.
I can't do just this. Just a sip. Just a sip, Paul. It'll warm the cuckles of your heart.
Cuckle gobbler. The cuckles aren't in his heart, Fred.
Kevin
Strange.
Oh, my God.
Well done. And finishes it off.
Kevin,
all right.
Kevin Collins, by the way.
Maybe he'll run the board better now.
In case you guys had any doubts.
Yeah, now the mics will be on. Everything will work.
Right.
In its proper state.
Well, guys.
Why is your head turning red?
You guys are off to the hall?
Yep.
Is that where you're going right now?
Boy, you're lucky you didn't
Okay. We'll make sure we call ahead and, you know, so you guys are.
Call my wife to pick me up.
Call Brian Murray.
Whoa, yeah, but don't make him talk to Brian.
We'll open the gates for you there. And, you know, we'll see you on Sunday, right?
Yep.
And then on Saturday night, you'll be at CBSC. And in case anyone in our listening audience wants to join in on the fun,
there'll be the large group of soccer shirts eating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So Saturday night at CBSC and have a good time at the Bruins game tonight, Celtics game tomorrow, Fenway Park tour. You got it all planned out. Appreciate all the gifts and coming in. And
overly generous. Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right.
Especially with my paint by numbers.
The first picture you ever complete, Eric.
Oh, that was
spider.
That was really good.
You want some more?
I do. All right,
we're gonna make picks.
Kevin, one
stand around, Kevin.
One more quick break. We'll clear out the studio. And we'll
30-second timeout.
PFW in progress. Not your run-of-the-mill talk show.
Look, I'm not sure this place is working. The drinkers are smoking, the smokers are drinking, and the gamblers are having sex with everything that moves.
Patriots.com Radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you.
or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Here's what PFW in Progress would sound like if we had a bleep button.
This offense has completely turned the corner to me. Against an average defense, they're going to put points on the board. And I think you have a better chance of doing that in Miami than you do in the Meadowlands.
I just want to have another chance January. To beat the Jets. Oh, God.
But they have another chance to beat you.
So what? Don't
see,
be
it's a
I'm not afraid of that. Unbelievable.
Come on, guys. You know you can't say on Patriots.com radio, and you call yourselves professionals.
Now we're actually on the air, you know, guys.
That's pretty cool.
It's more organic this way.
I know you guys are all drunk and smoking cigars.
It's more organic.
Paul's eating chocolate.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you guys.
Tell everybody we said thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Hope to see you Saturday night.
We are very lucky.
Indeed.
Very, very lucky.
They treated us like kings when we went there last year. Treated us like kings when they've come here this year. What have we done to deserve this?
We're kings,
nothing.
I guess.
Absolutely nothing.
It's true. It's a strange existence we have.
All right.
Fred's drunk, just so everybody knows.
I do feel a little warm.
Do you?
Yeah, sure.
Listen, that stuff was potent.
Paul touched it to his lips and immediately was reaching for the Diet Coke.
Because I'm not a hard liquor guy. I mean, anything I would have a reaction to. So I wanted to make sure before anything happened, I was ready.
The drunk over here, Kevin, comes in and just chugs the rest of it. Basically grabbed it out of somebody's hand.
But this stuff is really good. These chocolate things, these tea cakes.
Did I see a marshmallow inside?
Yes. They're very, you know what? They just need to be firmed up a little bit. They're a little melted and squished. But
here when I don't feel.
Put them in the refrigerator, and I bet you they'll be great.
All right. Well, it's we got to get on with the show here. It's time to do the picks.
We only have 15 minutes. I don't know if we'll make it.
Well, it is
another miserable week, by the way, for everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just called weeks now. I mean, I don't think we really need to differentiate between one and the next.
Right. It's redundant.
We suck like the league sucks.
That's true. Let's see. Andy, you won the week. Congratulations.
I changed my whole thought. This was a great week.
8-6.
I don't care what the record is. I won. It's about winning. I'm like the Patriots. Win ugly is a win.
Eric, Fred, and I went 7-7.
Beat your asses.
Andy, Eric, and I went 8-6 with the spread. Fred remained 7-7. So, another tough week.
So I won both ways? It's an impressive
week. Yeah, you tied for the lead.
I won.
You tied for the lead with the spread.
I won.
Anyway, the season standings. Eric, you have the lead at 59-45, followed by Fred at 58-46.
Oh, ooh.
And then me at 57-47. And Andy, 55-49.
Oh, I'm coming.
Yeah, so it's a tight bunch.
Really?
Don't need to know that.
Soggy pants heart.
Anyway, with the spread, Fred continues. This is the only element of this. Fred dominates with the spread. 52-45-7. That's a great number with the spread. Seven weeks into the season.
Before he makes his picks every week.
I am actually tied with Eric for second place. 49-48-7, and then Andy is 44-53-7.
I'm coming.
So we lead off with our London. Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. I didn't mean to play your side of the
screen. That's his job.
Right. I've got the order. All right.
Eric's over here sniffing a cigar.
Let's start with the.
Not the first time he's done that.
Oh, wow. Even Paul jumping in. I think that's the first time you've ever jumped in on one of those.
It hurts more coming from Paul.
It does. It does. It's kind of like when he snapped at me the other day. I forget
what
for
did what. I snap at you for?
I forget.
When? On the air?
No.
Does John Rook have a show today?
No, I wouldn't have said that to you.
I'm just going to roll into his time slot.
I would never say such a thing off the air.
We'll join John Rook already in progress. He'll just be talking by himself in his basement.
We got 13 minutes to get through all
this. We should take
games.
A picture
we'll do
of
it,
this.
Don't worry.
It's ridiculous.
And send it to James Cuff for the PFW
it's like a
progress
poker game
website.
We should.
In the middle of a. Do any of those guys have a camera out there? Or you can use your camera phone?
We need to do picks.
All right, let's start. Will. First game, 1 o'clock, Denver at San Francisco in London. 1 o'clock Eastern Time game.
The Niners are favored by one.
That's you, Andy.
Are favored by one over the Broncos in London?
Yeah. They're the home team.
Broncos can't be that bad.
They are.
I mean, I know they are, but so are the freaking 49ers. And what's his name starting, right? Alex Smith got benched?
Alex Smith is out and Troy Smith is starting.
Really? Yeah, I have no faith in Troy Smith.
Troy Smith, right? That's his name, isn't it?
That's the guy.
The guy from Baltimore?
Ohio State.
Ohio State? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Troy Smith, right?
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah. I don't know if that's
affirmative,
the guy.
That's his name.
He started.
He was more of a runner than a passer in college.
He started, I think, two other games. He's
the Heisman runner-up?
think he won.
I think he was.
He won.
Oh no, he did win it. That's
he
right.
Won the Heisman his,
that's right.
His
he
last
did.
Year.
Boy, we're idiots. I will take the Denver Broncos. You said Troy Smith. That's his name, right? You're
that
not
was
an idiot.
Starting
you're
for
not
the
an
Niners.
Idiot. No, if you're an idiot. If you I'll take the Broncos to win.
If you would ask me who the Ohio State quarterback that numbers. Won the Heisman was,
three
I would have said Troy Smith.
They'll be all over the field, and they're going to make plays. Woo!
I'll take the Niners. I'll take the home team in London.
So you got Denver, by the way, after all that rant?
Yeah, Andy took Denver. I took San Fran.
Yeah, I'm going to take San Fran, too, because Denver's all beaten up on defense. They're missing so many guys. Over 300 yards rushing allowed last week. Cookies. I think that that could play well into Troy Smith's debut
That's
as
his
the
name,
Niners
isn't it? Heisman Trophy winner, Troy Smith's.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Denver to win this game.
Good call, Fred.
I think it's a redemption week for a couple teams, and not to say that this is going to save Josh McDaniels.
Not for San Francisco at 1-6.
You know,
they're making the playoffs, Paul.
Yeah, but
he's not going to get
fired. San Francisco didn't have 59 points put on them last week.
No, they lost to a winless team.
Josh McDaniels is not going to get fired.
You don't think so?
No, I do not.
Even if it just tanks the whole season?
I mean, I guess if it gets ridiculous, but I don't think it will.
I mean, I think it's hard to do it because of what they've – he's basically torn it all down.
Right. You allowed him to trade your franchise, your quarterback and your receiver. Now you're going to, a year into that, say, well, we made a mistake?
I'm telling you. You know,
I think it could happen, Fred, but
I
think it'd be hard.
The fan base is not happy with him. Well, there is no patience with him whatsoever.
Yeah, but that shouldn't factor into the equation
it
at all.
Shouldn't.
Is Pat Bowlen not happy with him?
Well, that's it
that's
shouldn't,
the only thing
but,
that matters.
You know, fans do matter.
Well, they
you
shouldn't.
Know, and if the fans start turning off their TV sets.
Luckily, they didn't matter here, or we would have lost a Hall of Fame coach back in 2001.
But that was 1 year versus now 2 years.
No. No,
it's actually about the same time.
It's going into the second year where he wasn't having success and people wanted him out.
Well, they're not
going
to fire him mid-season. I'm talking about the end of the season.
I think he keeps his job.
All right. Anyway, Jacksonville at Dallas.
Dallas by 6.5 with John Kitna at the helm.
I'll take Dallas to win. I think they're the better overall football team. They're at home. Kitna's a capable guy. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure off them, I think, at this point. The season's over. Yeah. So just play and beat the crappy Jags team.
And I think they're better, but not by much.
What was the spread?
6.5.
Yeah, they'll cover.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dallas to Jacksonville, worst defense in football. Old friend Jeremy Mincy getting his first career start in place of the disappointing bust, Derek
Fred's
Harvey.
Like, Fred's like, who's Fred's that?
Who? Never heard the name. He's a draft pick in 07?
Six? Maybe? Six?
Six. 06.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Dallas as well and to cover. Miami at Cincinnati.
The Bengals favored by 2.
Miami at Cincinnati.
What? Miami, better overall football team. Cincinnati stinks.
I'll take Cincinnati at home to win and cover.
That's why you lose weeks and I win them.
First one he's won all year.
I know. Yeah, I agree with Andy's assessment, and I'm going to take Miami, but my worry is that they're really bummed out after the last week. They feel, you know, those teams that feel like they get screwed like that, sometimes they don't react well to it, and that's my concern. But I do think Miami's a much better football team, so I'll take the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cincinnati in this game, just because I want them to win. Next game, Buffalo at Kansas City.
Buffalo at Kansas City.
No, Sports Center or something is on.
The rappers?
The top 20 top rappers of the 21st century.
I was looking at
that,
too.
What does that have to do with ESPN?
There were all the guys, every time we asked the guys during the summer, you know, what's on their iPod, all the names came up.
You know,
Young Jeezy. We always have to look them up.
Drake, Ludacris, Eminem, number one. Imagine that.
Wow.
Who's two?
Lil Wayne.
I don't know what he sings.
Anyway, Kansas
Kanye
City
West,
is favored over the Bills by 7.5.
What?
7.5.
Who?
7.5.
Kansas City. Favored over. By 7.5. Buffalo.
Kansas City, I will take to win, but not cover. It'll be a close one. Probably an ugly one.
It'll be ugly, but it won't be close. Kansas City will win.
Wow.
That's why you lose.
I am with Andy.
That's why they hate you.
They don't hate me.
I don't think Kansas City is the high-powered offense that should be laying more than a touchdown. I think they'll win the game, but I'll take Buffalo to keep it close.
Upset of the week, Buffalo beats Kansas City.
Oh,
wow. You're buying Ryan Fitzpatrick, eh?
Not a bad upset special, Fitzpatrick. Freddie. For once, you picked an upset that's actually an upset.
Too. Washington at Detroit.
I'm sorry, Detroit by 2.5.
2.5.
Paul's still trying to wash that taste out of his mouth.
I'm still not out of the woods yet.
I'm gonna.
I could
take...
be coming back any minute.
You want some gum?
No.
It's another ugly game.
I don't have to talk to Mr. Kraft at all today, do I?
I'll take Washington.
No light and matches.
I got some if you want
that it. Stuff burned a hole in my pants.
I'm sorry, Andy. Who'd you take?
I'll take Washington.
Okay. That was nothing.
No, those are the 100 you carry around, oh, Fred.
Listen to Mr. Drink.
Badass Billy Gunn in there.
Badass Billy Gunn.
I will take Detroit to win and cover, obviously.
Not that obvious. They're favored by 2.5. Yeah. So if you took them to win, they didn't have to cover. I'm going to take Detroit as well. Although 10,000 short of a sellout at the at the Ford Field.
I'm going to take Washington in this game. I'm going to take Washington.
It's good, Fred. You and I.
Carolina at St. Louis. Carolina at St. Louis.
Rams by 3.
I continue to be able to, in good conscience, pick the Samchise to win games, and not just because I like him. They got screwed last. Well, not screwed. They pooped themselves.
They've already won more
week
games than we expected.
But, I mean, this is a legitimate game where I can pick them to win at home. Even though he has a 71 passer rating that's like 2 points ahead of Brett Favre and near the bottom of the league.
Really? I thought he was playing better than that.
No. He's when you look at the stats, you got to scroll way down to get to
see. You know what's hurt him? Injuries. Receiving injuries.
And this week
injuries.
I see Steven Jackson, I think, is out or hadn't practiced.
Yeah, they lost Donnie Avery, obviously, in the preseason game here. Then they lost Clayton, like, second week of the year. He's throwing to Danny,
Damon Amendola.
Still making it happen. He made a great catch, though. He's still making it happen.
Danny
he's a great quarterback. That's what great quarterbacks
Thanks.
Do.
Yes,
he's
we
like
do that on
Manning.
Purpose. That's a gag that we do.
We're never finishing in time. I'm just letting you know.
Who are you picking? Who are you picking? We're almost
St. Louis.
Done. We're halfway done already.
It's a winning cover.
There's yeah, 6 minutes left.
I'm going to take St. Louis, too.
Me, too. St. Louis. All right. Green Bay at the
and
Jets.
And half,
go Packers. Andy?
Green Bay at the Jets.
Jets by 6.
New Giants Stadium.
New Meadowlands Stadium.
It's New Giants Stadium.
That's
it's
one
funny.
Of your, that's one of your
it
best.
Is, that, was there ever an old Meadowlands Stadium?
That was
no,
one of your best.
No, but that's what they call
ones.
It.
Let me ask you, was there ever
I'm
an old...
I'm going to cut ties with you now, but that's one of your best ones ever.
Was there ever an old Meadowlands Stadium?
There was a place called the Meadowlands.
No. The answer is no.
They called it the
it
Meadowlands.
It was called Giants Stadium.
When
this
the Jets
the
played there,
Giants
it was called
Stadium.
The Meadowlands.
This is the New Giants Stadium.
Fred. It was called the Meadowlands when the Jets played there.
Giants Stadium.
He just pulled a TJ.
Huh? You done?
Yeah.
TJ,
are you done not
TJ,
listening?
TJ, do you have to poop? Huh?
I'll take the Which Jets to win at home against the banged-up Packers.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
And Eric's favorite team.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Jets as well, coming off the bye at
Don't
home.
Don't slander me.
Jets.
You know his favorite team.
I got to go with the Jets, too, grudgingly. Tennessee at San Diego, 4 o'clock game.
Chargers by 3.5.
This is a tough one for me. Chargers, sooner or later, they're going to win a game. They're not going to give it away, right?
I guess. Maybe not this year.
I'm taking them to win it.
Every year is different.
I am, too.
But, Fred, sooner or
later, the
they're
same
not going to make
sooner or later
absolutely asinine mistakes.
What,
yes.
Cover?
3? Was that what it was?
3.5.
Yeah, I'll take them to cover.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers, too. I don't think they lose 2 in a row at home, but, you know, I didn't think they were going to lose
last
week.
I think Tennessee's just...
Tennessee's got something going right now.
Yeah, I think they're the worst team that they could play at this point. So Tennessee, we'll skip over the Patriots game.
Thanks for letting us know.
Go to Tampa Bay at Arizona.
The Cards by 3.
Really?
Two bad teams playing maybe a little. No, Arizona's not playing very well.
Bucks are the best team in the NFC, according to their head coach, Raheem Morris.
I was going to say playing better than most thought.
You know what? I'm buying into the Josh Freeman era. I hate the Cardinals, so I will take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road.
Max Hall still their starter? In Arizona?
As far as I know, didn't he go like 4 for 16?
He passed
last game?
His neurological tests, so it looks like he will be starting.
I'll take them at home. I'm not buying Tampa Bay, despite what their head coach says.
He says they're the best in the NFC.
Yeah, I am not buying Tampa Bay at all, but Arizona's offense is completely inept, so I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
I will take Tampa Bay as well. Seattle at Oakland. Is Oakland for real?
Yes.
Raiders by 2.5.
Not blow teams out 59 to whatever, really.
But a hell of a lot better than they were
they
last
are a,
year.
In this day and age, they're a competitive football team week to week, I believe.
Okay.
Apparently, I was wrong on Darren McFadden. I think he's like first or second in the NFL in total yards from scrimmage. Big week last week.
Does he have the number that you've already predicted he would have been
actually
out of the league with?
He had to have that in the third quarter.
And that's asinine. That's absolutely asinine. That's
he
somebody
was really
who's
mad.
So...
You should have seen the email
so
he sent.
So blinded by just, oh, Bo was a running back who was big and fast for the Raiders.
Just so you know, that email was shared with half of the press box in San Diego.
Ridiculous. Asinine. But I will take the Raiders because I think they're a good – I mean, I think they do a lot of things okay competitively, and right. that's enough in this league. And I'm not sold on your Seattles.
Okay.
Are you done ranting?
No.
I'll take Seattle to win.
Seattle to win.
Paul. I will take Oakland.
That's why you lose.
I'm going to take Seattle as well. Pete Carroll, Coach of the Year. Pittsburgh at New Orleans.
Saints by one.
Really?
Struggled with a tough defense last week. The Browns, I would say the Pittsburgh Steelers, are every bit as tough. They are the best team in football right now, in my opinion. They will go into New Orleans and win because they will run the ball, make a few plays through the air, and rough up Drew Brees.
Saints aren't losing two games in a row at home to an AFC North team. Pittsburgh will go in, maybe as the best team in the NFL. Maybe then they would.
Divisions matter.
Right.
New Orleans wins at home.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh for the reason Andy said. I think they get pressure on Brees. If they don't, they lose because their secondary will not handle the Saints' passing attack. But I think they get enough pressure on Brees to create some turnovers.
I'm with Paul.
John Rook sucking up to our fans.
Monday night game. That was a Sunday night game, by the way. Monday night game is Houston at Indy. Big
The
division
Colts
matchup.
By 5.5.
This could decide the division.
All
right
12
here.
Of the Colts that are healthy.
It will.
Right?
It will.
Colts are banged up.
Yeah. Yep.
And Arian Foster runs all over them yet again. I say that the Houston Texans sweep the Indianapolis Colts.
For the first time, I'm
on
with
the
you.
Way to their division title.
Houston,
okay.
Yeah, I'll take the Colts. Coming off the bye week, I think Manning...
I'll take the Colts.
Manning had some time to prepare for life without Dallas Clark, without Austin Colley. He'll figure out what he's going to do. They'll get by at home.
This is a tough one. This is a toss-up. I could say...
I'm sorry. I'm going to take the points, though. 5.5 points.
Okay. I'll go with Paul. Yeah. Because I think Houston should win, but I think Manning has something. Manning Panning. He has something left.
You?
One last
he's drunk.
Gasp.
Wait, what do you think is wrong with him?
Just did a shot.
Oh, God. He's still smelling his pants, too.
The fumes. Yeah, I'm going to take Houston to win but not cover.
We're now in the overtime period of PFW in progress.
All right.
Just so you know, that this game is off the board, the Patriots game. It opened at 4. The Patriots were favored by 4. You want to just keep it at 4?
Sure. Yeah. Patriots by 4.
Obviously because of Favre?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's obvious. You don't have to say it.
We'll keep it for... Well, there could be another reason.
You don't have to snipe at him, Paul.
It could be another reason. I don't know.
Boy, you guys don't handle your liquor well.
I can liquor well.
No, you can't. No one's ever let you. You'd have no idea.
How does that plastic taste?
10 minutes later, I really am drunk.
He's all proud of himself over there.
I am going to take the New England Patriots to continue the streak. I know I said yesterday that my fear is sooner or later they stop getting the plays and they could have kind of a losing streak on the horizon. I don't think the Vikings are ready to take that and make that happen. I do believe they'd have a better chance with Tavares Jackson coming in here because I think they would let the rest of their talent play. I don't think he's going to play. I think Brett Favre's going to play. I think he'll make mistakes. My one fear is not Adrian Peterson, as Fred likes to argue, is that Randy Moss tries to make it a one-man show and he can do that at times and have a couple bombs.
If he's got a quarterback that can throw to him.
Well, we know Favre will toss it up and give Moss a chance. So, you just don't speak over there.
I mean, that makes no sense at all. But
what?
Go ahead.
What?
Keep going.
What? This wait, defense wait, can go. Stop the run. The what? Front seven has
what
come together
no
nicely.
What makes
you.
No sense?
If Favre is just throwing it up to Moss all yes. game, the Patriots' chances
not all
increase.
Game. Not all game. But it only takes a couple Moss catches
exactly.
of 60 yards to put up 14 points. And this offense barely scores 14 points.
The point is Favre doesn't have to be accurate. If he just throws a couple
right.
up and Moss makes a couple of plays.
Ain't happening.
And I'm not worried about Adrian Peterson. He may get 100 yards, but he won't kill you.
What might happen seven is the Patriots good pay so much attention to Moss, it hurts them when it comes to Peterson.
I'm with you.
He would be the number one thing you'd take
no, but
away.
I'm just
so
saying.
You're agreeing that I won
just
the point
saying,
counterpoint yesterday on all
Moss is not
going to
be the reason.
Oh, now
Friday
I
night.
See. What, yeah, now you see what happened.
I
here.
Didn't see. I didn't know what was going
oh,
on.
He's just upset.
Carry
this
on.
This is a continuation yeah. of a previous.
Carry
point.
On.
He lost
bottom
the point
line is,
counterpoint on all axes.
To fraud Fourier, who told us coming in
all right,
that he believes you're
going
to stop the run.
Now
John Rook is biting at the chomp.
All right, as I said yesterday, there's something cosmic going on with the Patriots right now, so I'm going to take them to win at home by. More than
wow,
the spread.
Eric's picking the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
this
hasn't
happened.
Did you hear how he did it, though?
It's fake.
It's not real. It's not real. It's because something cosmic is going on.
Something weird going on. The planets have aligned. That's what it takes.
Minnesota's in disarray. Certainly talented enough to beat the Patriots, but I don't think so the way that they're going. I like the Patriots big, 31-17.
I got to go with the Patriots as well.
Big question for you.
Yes.
Are you mentally prepared to lose?
No.
I really care about this.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, at all?
I'm not prepared to lose this game.
Oh, he's just not mentally prepared.
Week to week.
Like, they're a talented team.
No.
So are you prepared
not
that
this
they're
game.
Talented
Not after
take
what
over?
Chili said.
Chili.
Oh, the motivation.
Right.
Oh.
The I do not. Are you kidding? You know how much he's going to be gloating in his mind if he beats the Patriots? Belichick cannot let that happen. He did it. Josh McDaniels last year, he let it happen. He was never going to let
it
happen.
Can we just go till
again.
5 o'clock today?
All right. You be quiet. All right. That's going
to have
be
another
it.
Shot.
That's going to be it for this edition for PFW in Progress.
I don't know how long that
Big
list has to be.
Big thanks to the UK Patriots fans clubs, the blokes that came over.
The blokes.
The twangers.
Look for them on Sunday. And as for us, we'll see you next Tuesday.
That'll do it. Another PFW in Progress. We'll be back next week.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Patriots.com Radio.